Zoobs.
What's poppin'? It's the weekend. Yes, another weekend of college football and now pro football.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Many, many people.
Sweet.
Turning on their axis, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. What am I trying to say? It's football. Football weekend.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Who do the Spartans play, by the way? Nobody important?
No.
Western Michigan.
West. Oh.
Oh, very important.
Well, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
And.
It won't be, but it could be.
Michigan Army. Mm-hmm. Been a good authority to take Army in the points.
I would agree with that.
They only beat Rice by 7 last week, so.
Yeah, but Army will have like 4 possessions. They just sit on the ball.
Something tells me there's a memorable Lions game coming. I don't know why. It just, like, I don't know if it's win, lose, or it's going to be something. What? What happened? Are we still here?
Millward is going adjusting on over there? The volume.
Everything okay?
I'll mention that we're live on Facebook. Oh, are we overmodulating?
No, there was no audio, according to the
what?
We had to switch
Facebook
over a
people.
Button.
I see.
I love the Facebook people's interaction with it all, though. They're like, audio, please.
All right. Well, all you Facebook people, this wouldn't be possible without our friends at Grow Green MI, the country's largest hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower. This week, it's all about the latest LED technology with Next Light Megas for $10.50, Science Raging Kales for $4.50, Fluent Spiders for $13.50, and the all-new Gavita 1700E for only $1,250.
Whoa, that sounds powerful.
Mention the podcast for a free T-shirt with any light purchase. Grow Green on M36 in Whitmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com.
So if we got one of those lights in here, how would we all look under one of those?
Probably pretty sweet, huh?
Pretty illuminated.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, we grow.
Also with football, Le'Veon Bell with the Jets, Antonio Brown with the Raiders. Not sure about Antonio Brown with the Raiders.
Maybe.
He may be suspended. As it
suspended, they might void his contract.
I hope they do.
He's this isn't anything new what he did today.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
No, he's just a complete asshole who doesn't follow any rules. And honestly, I realize he's a great player, but what's he do to your team?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, he didn't show up for the last Steelers game.
Steelers must be elated with all this stuff.
Oh, I know.
They must be laughing their ass off.
I forgot about him Facebooking live.
Yeah.
When Tomlin was talking to the team, yeah, which
didn't he throw football at Roethlisberger too, and I mean
the list goes on and on and on. But honestly, after all that, he signs with the Raiders. I'm supposed to be doing the MyBookie commercial, but I'm too caught up in this.
It's a number one trending thing right now.
It is. He signs with the Raiders, and then this helmet thing.
Yeah.
And then they fine him, and he calls them haters, and he posts the, you know, whatever the letter from the GM, and then he threatens to hit the GM.
Yeah, because Mayock confronted him on it. You know, once again, it's the problem is social media. If he didn't have social media, a lot of these things wouldn't be problems. You don't think so?
I think he is destined to have problems.
Well, he's just looking to make stuff up?
No, I just think he's one of those super-duper assholes, and he's been told how wonderful he is every day of his life for quite a while, and he believes it, and he thinks that it's all up to him.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's wrong.
I think part of his problem is, I was looking at Antonio Brown's statistics. He's 5'10".
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to start that again.
Short man syndrome?
Maybe he's compensating.
True's attack on short men.
He's around a lot of taller men, that's for sure.
He maybe feels threatened. He has to, you know, clap back harder.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. Why did he throw the furniture off his balcony and almost kill a 3-year-old?
Wasn't he a fight with his girl?
Yeah, I guess it was domestic.
That's what it was.
But, I mean, that's just like another thing with him. That's nothing.
Gosh, you're all making me so mad!
People are really just fed up with him, man.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
Now, why do you think OJ's upset with Antonio?
He's got to be on his fantasy team.
I've been wearing these glasses today. It's overcast. I don't need them. But I've been in tears. What's going on? Antonio Brown, what's happening?
It's always
what's going
juice.
On with my fantasy team? I drafted Andrew Luck, and 20 minutes
it's
later, he retired. I drafted you, Antonio, because I admire your game. I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of Americans who play fantasy drafted you.
Yeah.
We're all counting on you. Enough,
it's a risky
buddy.
Pick.
You knew that you were going to get fined. Every guy that holds out gets fined.
Everyone knows you hold out, you get fined.
Communications in the locker room stays in the locker room. So I got to tell you, some golfing buddies of mine and a couple of my teammates, we knew something.
Jeremy says hit the button again. No audio.
Huh?
Oh, we have audio. Why do you say that, Ben? Turn Vocal Fry's mic down, please.
Who's that?
Okay. Is the juice done?
Yeah.
I just saw there was no audio.
He didn't say.
This is what happens.
Don't pay attention to that screen.
All the comments.
Yeah,
true.
Go!
Specs.
Was juice done?
Pretty much. I mean, he just rambles on like juices want.
Not good was going to come out of you posting that thing. The only people you're making happy right now are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look, man.
Look, man.
Man.
Play ball.
Don't murder anyone.
Cash them big-ass checks that you're getting and move on, man. Stop with all of this drama. On another subject,
if anybody knows about drama.
Melvin Gordon, hey, they're not going to pay you. San Diego is frugal.
They play in Los Angeles,
they let
now.
Some great backs go. Michael Turner, Sproles, even LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, geez.
I know you're playing
a sports
hurt,
podcast, OJ.
You got to pay for that $5 million. Go in, play, be Melvin Gordon. And guess what? When this season's over, either they got to franchise you.
Okay.
And pay you
thanks, Juice.
When did he become the coach for everyone now? Such a good guy.
He's reverting to old OJ. He thinks he can pull off being the old, friendly, funny, laughing OJ.
Yeah, you're right.
He hasn't murdered anybody in a long time.
I know. It's been a
while.
He's
been free the whole time. Well, no, he hasn't been free. He was in there for,
but
for getting his murdering suit back.
I love how he's using props now. I've got my sunglasses on. It's overcast, but because I'm crying.
Well, a lot of decisions to make on MyBookie, the place to bet on football every weekend. And in fact, those of you fantasy players, you can do not only the in-game betting, but you can even bet over, under, and how many fantasy points a player will score each game. So OJ can guess the under on Antonio Brown, maybe make some of his fantasy money he's losing on drafting him, and Andrew Luck. Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Use promo code DREW to activate the offer and visit MyBookie online today, MyBookie. Don't forget to use the promo code DREW, DREW. And when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid, my bookie.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, I was thinking it was True Crime Thursday. This is the Friday show. I have not managed to organize my thoughts and the days.
I'm sorry.
Now with the lighting?
Well, Trudy's getting washed out on Facebook Live.
Oh, okay.
What? I care.
Facebook Live is running the show.
It really
show.
Is.
It's running
really
the
is.
Show.
It's taking control.
Switch the camera back to her. Sorry. Don't worry.
There were some interesting true crime items, and I thought, is it True Crime Thursday? And I thought, yes, it is. But no, it's really Friday because people listen to this on Friday. However, I will mention there was a great Dateline. I get the rerun datelines.
Yes.
And this is how bad my true crime watching is. Like, seen that. Come on, Dateline. You've only done like 9,000 episodes and have seen every one of them. Would you put something new out? But I didn't.
Just begging for true crime to happen?
Yes. Well, there's
the
plenty of true
someone.
Crime to cover. Can't they find some new stuff I haven't seen? Anyway. I'm not sure.
It's like you're rooting for crime.
Well, no, it's already happened. I can't make it unhappen.
Yeah, but then the show will be boring. It'll be some crime that's easily solved.
No, they're too reliant on, they need video confessions, and they need, dash cam video. There's got to be something. Get creative. Come on, you true crime people. So they do a story about this guy in North Carolina who, he's a big shot at Cisco.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, and he's a real techie, and he's a superstar, and he's married, he's got two little kids, and all of a sudden his wife goes out jogging one morning, and she never comes back.
Oh, it's crazy.
Whoa.
And, of course, we all know immediately, he did it.
Of course.
I don't need to know anything else. Sure. He did it.
Yeah.
And they find out pretty quickly that, this marriage was in some trouble because he was banging her best friend for a good while. Best friend told her.
They have pictures of a best friend and
wife. Yeah, she's pretty cute.
All right. I disqualify myself, but which one would you rather nail?
The friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry for saying that, but
you can divorce the wife.
It's an opinion.
I know. I agree. I don't know. I mean, I hate saying that, but I did think that when I was watching. It was, that friend is hotter, no doubt.
Was this dude's name Bradley Cooper?
Yes. Okay. I think that's him.
Yeah.
You go by Bradley?
Yeah. So Bradley, she is located, I think, a couple days later. She's in a drain. Some ditch drain.
In the shallow.
Yeah. And she's been strangled to death. What do you know?
What?
So they eventually arrest him. And it's kind of weird because he says, we got up. I went to the store to get milk. She called me on the way to get milk.
It was the elephant man.
And it was at 6:40 a.m. or something. And she did. She made a phone call. So, what do you know?
Really?
She was alive in the morning. That's weird. The theory was he strangled her when she got home. Because they were at a party across the street, and she was putting him down in front of other people.
Then you have to murder her.
Well, in his world,
what kind of angry asshole?
Yeah, they were headed for divorce, and he was cutting her off of credit cards and money, and then he was giving her a couple hundred bucks a week, I think, and so she's painting a friend's house because she's like, I need money, and so he cut her money more because she was making money painting. So he cut her money more.
Oh, man.
I mean, this guy's a royal ass. So anyway, at the party, she's putting him, that idiot, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's just standing there. So he goes home early, says he fell asleep, put the kids to bed, fell asleep.
Mm. Likely story. Out,
oh, no, you were on the computer till midnight when she came home.
Why are people so bad at this?
I for him to be bad, I was surprised. But then, what about that phone call in the morning? What's up with that? Oh, what do you know? Mr. Cisco had a router where he can make her phone call his phone in 5 minutes or whatever. And they're like, but where's the router? There's no router. And you can see where it's sort of this piece of equipment's missing. And then they find this chat in I think it was a Cisco chat room where he's going, hey, can I borrow that 3826 router? So they know he had it.
Wow, they must have had an idea that... Yeah, that's how we did it, because why else would they be in a Cisco chat room?
Oh, I think they definitely had an idea. He was a tech guy. That one call was the things like, we can't make that call go away. What's going on? Then they did determine that it was made through this router, but they didn't have the router. So then they also find out he had a Google Earth search where he's looking at real desolate areas near where he lives, and he zooms in on this one where her body was found.
Oh.
Just a lot of trees.
Oh, man.
So he actually led them to her?
Yep.
Now, see, that's just lazy. He should have just driven those areas instead of
just a dope.
Google
I agree.
Earth.
But
he was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
So they can find... I didn't know that. I didn't know if you're sitting on a computer and you zoom in on a particular... location on Google Earth that they can find that location that you zoomed in on. I had no idea.
Somebody better check Brandon's Google Earth history.
I look at a lot.
What are you looking at?
A lot.
No, I know. What's that stupid game that we were playing?
Oh, what is that game?
I don't know. That game's very addictive if you're map nerds.
Yeah, there's a Google Earth game where it places you somewhere in the world via Google Street. And then you got to find out where you're at.
Oh, cool.
You have to guess where you're at.
Just, you can't zoom in or out. You just got to go down the street and read street signs.
Oh, boy.
I know. We waste a lot of time down here between that and Sporkle.
Well, anyway, he did this search, and they figured it out. And then, of course, they said that he was hacked and that, the police put it on there. And it didn't happen. He didn't really do the Google search, and the judge threw it out. The judge is like, no, get out of here. He killed her,
No.
And they also, the defense, put on this dude who at a Halloween party had gotten naked with the wife.
Whoa.
Like, whoa. Although he claimed they didn't do anything, that once they were naked, they were like, no, we can't do this. Let's just forget this and never talk about it again.
No, once you're naked, there's no
going
back. I don't
know. I was suspicious. I think something happened. So anyway... They tried to pin it on him, like he did it.
Yeah, because he was nude once on
Halloween. I know. But he's like, no, because I was with her. and it was the chick that the husband was boning, the best friend.
Really?
He was with her too.
Oh, wow.
I know. This chick, she came off as the biggest slut ever.
Good for her.
Slut.
She was hot, though. I can understand why everybody... Well, I don't know how hot she was. Maybe
so the true crime is her reputation.
It did seem that she got a lot of unfortunate attention in the story. But she did tell her friend. I don't know if that really helped.
Mm.
Not sure that helped at all.
I wonder if
maybe she shouldn't have told her.
Oh, because it precipitated all of the...
Kind of. I mean, she might be alive, maybe. Mm. I mean, she couldn't be any more dead.
No, true.
You've just been juiced.
So...
He needs to host one of those.
Yeah,
really.
True crime with OJ, with the juice.
He could figure out what's going to happen next. Yeah. I mean, totally.
Then also for True Crime Thursday...
Me, I'd probably just get a knife.
Did anybody see the story about the wife... Husband had a mistress. She was his boss. Nobody talked about the power imbalance, by the way. Nobody mentioned that. I was like, hey, wait, there's a power imbalance here. She's his boss. And she starts banging him outside his marriage. It's a power imbalance. Well, maybe actually the reason they didn't say that is because the wife killed the mistress and herself.
The wife? What?
The wife killed the mistress and herself.
Really? That's rare.
I know.
And herself? I mean, come on.
And they determined that the wife had been dropping listening devices in his clothes, in his car, in his travel bag. And the wife, I mean, this stuff, you know, I just thought, between the router.
Was she a good boss? Did people like her? Were the employees happy?
I don't know. You know, I kind of focused on how hot she was, which was
very close to a Mazzoli type question.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Well, the mistress,
the mistress or the boss?
The Mazzoli question. The Mazzoli question would have been, "How long was the affair?"
It's the weirdest question.
Why does he ask that stuff?
I don't. He just wants to ask a question.
So, which one? The long-haired woman is the boss?
No.
What? What's wrong with this? There is a power imbalance.
The long-haired girl is the boss, isn't she?
Okay.
Oh, that's the boss.
Yeah, that's the boss. She's 15 years younger.
Yeah, because the other two are together in the show.
What do they do?
Okay, nice.
I don't know, but there's a power imbalance. That's all I know.
It's a Hawaiian traffic business.
There's a pussy imbalance, too. I'm just saying.
I agree. The wife does appear.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
It's actual audio, the husband.
The wife's nice. The wife is cute.
Yeah, she's attractive. She's definitely depreciated compared to the mistress.
You are not the boss of me.
I mean, I don't mean to be terrible about it.
Why did she kill herself?
Well, I think she felt bad for killing the girl, maybe.
Hmm. That should be something you think about before you murder someone.
Just saying. Well, maybe when she was dead, she was like, oh, God, that was dramatic. Oh, poof.
Ooh, I shouldn't have done that.
You're going to say that to the boss's face?
What the hell?
Oh, Jesus, he's here. Boss is here.
She probably knew she ruined her husband's job, too. Killing his boss. Sorry.
That's true.
Sorry. I got to read into that story. That was
a fascinating story.
Oh, boy. How about this one?
Yes.
The 15-year-old who killed his mother, father, sister, brother, sister, who were like 7, 6, 5, because he just found out he wasn't his mother's biological son. She was his stepmother. Oh, killed the whole family. I know.
Why? What does it matter?
You know,
they're still your mom and dad.
Your
family.
I want someone to understand or make me understand or make all of us understand why it is. It just seems like there's so many wacko kids now.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it was always this wacko. Maybe I just read more stories. It just seems. I know we didn't have these school shootings. We know that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have 8chan, 4chan either. or Wizard Chan, which is something we learned about.
Wizard Chan?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Do you want to do that now? should we go there?
Yeah,
now?
let me hit the break right first. But
we'll teach you about Wizard Chan.
The guy that started 8chan was featured on Vice last night.
Oh, really?
He's an interesting dude. He's the Hot Wheels. We've talked about Hot Wheels before.
Yeah.
He's got a killer wheelchair.
Yeah. He's got brittle bone disease.
No, it's really, I really fell for this guy. He's immobile, and he's came
repented
up with this thing. And it turns out that incels are a big part of 8chan.
They're like the whole thing.
Duh.
His chair sucks.
Hawk's just jealous he's still alive. You know.
Hawk is eternal.
Hawk is eternal.
Yeah.
I don't think he had gyrating chicks either.
No.
Although it turns out he had more action than we thought. Pretty
really?
Interesting. Yeah, and
it's really quite fascinating.
He's an incel, and something really crazy happens. But first, the dog days of summer are here.
Pornhub is a better website.
I would agree.
It's totally different, though, Hawk.
Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event as the all-new 2020 models are on their way. They got to get the 19s out, so here we go. We've got those incredibly low sales for the summer clearance event as... we've got the 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month.
Whoa.
The 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month. And then Ram trucks. Everybody loves Ram trucks. Lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon not to be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo wants you to answer this question. Why is the Drew Mike podcast like getting state-of-the-art eye surgery from Dr. Yaldo? It's
Why?
Because we're both number one in our respective categories. Yes.
I should have used Yaldo.
Is it convenience? Because you can listen to us whenever you want, just like you get precision 24/7 without having to first reach for your glasses or stuff the contacts in. That too. Or is it because we both tell it like it is? We don't batter you with ads and promos like radio does, and Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you with promises of low-cost LASIK. There's a lot of noise out there about low-cost LASIK, but then you go there and find out what the real price is. Dr. Yaldo promises to beat any LASIK offer you get. For those 45-plus with reading issues, listener Dave says, I went for my one-year checkup after getting multifocal implants last year. I have 20/15 vision. Ooh!
I could have seen chicks gyrating better.
That's true. That's a shame, isn't it? Dave has 20/15 vision, both near and far, better than perfect. Get the best and pay the least. The valuation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Okay, so our little friend, who does, you know, he comes across very sympathetically, I thought, you know, naturally. He's in a terrible predicament, being in a wheelchair his whole life. But
so he took solace, I guess, kind of in the 4chan world.
He lives vicariously through others.
Yeah, he was very.
As many do.
He's very absorbed by it because he couldn't go outside and play. There's just things he couldn't do. His parents seem to be kind of, well, his dad seemed to be a dick, but that's just him saying it.
Decide what subjects.
So, so she's explaining what 4chan is, and the problem with it is that the users don't make boards.
Losers. What a nerd.
Everyone's anonymous, and anyone trying to seek fame is shunned. But how is 8chan created?
We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. So
how is 8chan?
While I was still with my mom, I started to get involved in the so-called alt-chan community. So I was using WizardChan a lot, and...
And what was WizardChan?
WizardChan was a site for male virgins.
Fun.
And it is a misogynistic hellhole.
Not me.
Of course not.
It is the worst place a man can go for his psychology. It is all about the so-called red pill. The red pill is basically just the belief that some men are never going to have sex, and the reason is because they're ugly. And you can't change it. There's nothing you can do to escape. Like, if you are in the bottom 30%, you can't do anything. Your face has doomed you. Like, even exercising, eating right, getting a good job, no. None of that's going to
help.
That's
so ludicrous.
Pause for a second.
Because all that women care about, according to the...
So the bottom 30% of men will never get laid.
I mean, I could see women being incels. Some women... Because honestly, women are so much more willing to fall for a guy who, you know, isn't on top of the world than a guy is, or so it seems.
I wasn't that hot, but I got so much pussy.
Exactly.
He had power.
He threw the curve off.
This guy is, these guys are essentially saying, I am valueless. I'm not hot looking. I can't do anything for a shit. And I have no status, so I'm a zero, and I want to revel in it.
part of that victim culture, isn't it? Like,
yes, it is.
It's almost like they don't want to have sex because they don't think they can. They don't want to put forth the effort. They also think that women should just be throwing themselves at them.
They lose the chip on their shoulder the minute they have sex because they want to feel screwed over in some way. And frankly, they're just continuing the whole process.
Sounds like we both got pussy problems.
All right, go ahead.
That's so weird,
these people,
though.
You know, the like, if illustrations you are great.
Yeah. Trudy, can you answer this question that he poses here?
Okay.
What women are only interested in?
Like, even exercising, eating right, getting a good job, no, none of that's going to help. Because all that women care about, according to the red pill, is looks, money, and status.
Is that true? Looks, money, and status?
The LMS. It's like a whole, like, theology.
Trudy's part of the problem.
Here.
She's not answering.
It helps.
I believe
it. Of course it does.
Especially in my case, I saw myself as a zero. Like, I'm never going to have anyone with me. So,
aww, that's sad.
You know, and it wasn't public to everybody that, like, what I looked like, but it was public to everyone that, at least in the identity that I used to become Wizard Chan's admin, that I was severely disabled. Because that helped them trust me that I was never going to
You are kind of cute.
Lose my wizard status.
And why was that so important to them, that you were a fellow permanent wizard?
I guess they feel like they don't want to be ruled by someone who's not one of them. Mm. If this airs, by the way, I'm going to get a lot of angry red pill people, but I don't
Angry red pill people.
Oh my God.
Silly.
They call them incels now, too.
I've interviewed.
It's basically one and the same, you know, the incels and the red pill. So,
here you go.
This woman contacted me, and she said that she had a devotee fetish. It's a fetish for disabled people, basically.
Yeah.
Hot.
Nice tits.
She wanted you to act, like, really shy and really, like in bed, like, oh, you don't want to be touched, or, like, you're like, oh, just, you know.
Boing.
I'm just not used to this, you know, like that.
So weird.
And we did it, and I had to give up the site to somebody else.
What?
Huh?
This Puerto Rican guy. Now it's owned by somebody else. I don't.
He got some pussy, Trudy, so he had to step down from admin of Wizard Chan.
The best job he ever quit. Wait.
Yeah, no.
She deflowered him?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that.
I mean, because my question was going to be, does he even have the ability to have sex?
Yeah, so
well, that's what I felt like with the next question would have been like, what do you mean? How does that work exactly? I wanted to know. But, you know, if he didn't want to answer that, I understand.
Spoiler. I had to step down when I was like 12.
So this guy is like married now. So he's banging all the time, apparently.
That dude is.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Can we?
All right, wheels.
I know.
Why didn't they give us a picture of the girl, by the way? I felt that was
They gave us a cartoon that had
I know,
was
the cartoon's
busty.
Pretty hot, huh?
Yeah, she looked I assumed she was hot.
But couldn't he be a better I don't know, voice for those people to say, "Hey, look, you're admin. I got nailed. You guys can do it too." Instead of just selling it to the Puerto Rican guy. Who I think
for nothing.
I think he explains, the Puerto Rican guy wouldn't take money for him because of such an egregious sin.
You know, he wouldn't give him any money.
Yeah.
Before you go on, is he, I mean, he's married, so now he has some sort of a loving relationship. That
now
makes
he
him
is,
happy.
Yes.
But are these people who are denied sex once they get sex, if it's by a hooker or anything else, are they satisfied then? Or is it like, no, I have to have a relationship or somebody has to be sex?
Sounds like it's like the Cubs winning the World Series. You don't know how to feel.
Exactly.
Here's his wife.
And every season after doesn't matter. So
is this why he lives in the Philippines here? I think
He lives in the Philippines because, so he's explaining now.
He looks cocky in that picture. Like, I'm getting some great ass. Look at my sunglasses.
He creates 8chan.
Got my cool life preserver on. It's almost like a vest. I'm as cool as Bezos, at least.
For him.
It's just one water wing.
Look at that place he lives in. Is that his house?
No. We saw, he lives in an apartment. We saw his apartment. But he ends up making 8chan and selling it. And the guy's like, I still want you to work for me. And that guy's based out of the Philippines. So he moved there, started going to church with his daycare provider, the person that, you know, helps him out during the day, and met that chick at church.
Oh,
and now they bone all the time.
Hot.
And I gave it to the Puerto Rican for free. I didn't
even
charge
him
the transfer fee. because he felt like it was so shameful what I had done that he couldn't pay me anything.
What, had sex?
Yeah. That's an excuse.
But while I was with
that's
her,
that's bargaining.
Maybe. She did a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. And
Puerto
she
Rico.
Introduced me to psychedelic mushrooms.
Cool!
Oh. Hell yeah.
And at first I didn't want to do it, but she convinced me to.
So basically it's a shrooms and this chick's fetish, we got 8chan.
It's like some good shrooms.
I wasn't the first to get an idea for an image board where users could make the boards. Right. There was one before me, I just didn't know about it. Of course the trip wasn't just about that. You know, but the part that I most often refer back to is the idea for 8chan and the creation of it while I was coming down.
Cool.
Of course, because I was WizardChan's admin, I knew the image board software. I very easily just hacked it to make it so that you could make your own boards. But,
ooh.
Yeah, so I released it literally... I think I registered the domain while I was still high a little bit. And then I put the site live a few days after the trip. Yeah.
And was it successful?
It wasn't extremely successful during the first year, but it wasn't a flop. I mean, people used it. We had like 100 posts a day in the first week, and that continued until the big boom with the Gamergate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah,
Gamergate started in 2014.
You can kill it.
And was
what launched it. And he was kind of a dick when all this was going on because he just wanted to grow 8chan. And now looking back on it, yeah, he feels bad about it. Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. I solved general relativity while after smoking crack and having an orgy.
They didn't have crack back then.
It's solved relativity.
Why is it so?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just so appreciate when somebody actually says, you know, I've realized the wrongness of my ways. I made a mistake. You know, it's so refreshing. Nobody does that anymore. But
never.
I Zuckerberg.
I'm pushing back. I don't care what you say. I'm pushing back.
Zuckerberg doesn't feel sorry for any of the shit that he does. In fact, he continues
to
do bad shit.
It's interesting.
Zuckerberg is a bitch.
I thought it was interesting the question she asked. She goes, would you do it all over again if you could go back? And he goes, well, seeing where I am now and my place and my wife and I'm happy, it's hard to say that, yeah, I would probably do it again. Which is kind of an interesting thing to say.
Man, that chick who got him to trip, though. Wow.
Yeah, she corrupted him in every way, he said.
So, all because of that lady that led to all these mass shooting 8chan
people. Nice.
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of pushback, I tell you today, there were just so many things on my mind that I just, watching the news and watching today's show, I watched Good Morning America, I had CNN on for a while, and first of all, I guess it started with yesterday and the whole wall discussion, because this is so dumb. I hate even talking about this, but I'll try and make it quick. Trump's diverting $3.5 billion from the Pentagon to use towards the wall.
Cool.
Yeah, and
that's right.
And this leads to people going, oh my God, look at all these Pentagon projects that aren't going to get done because of the stupid wall. And then that leads to pushback. Obama drained the Pentagon and you didn't give a shit. In other words, Obama cut military and you didn't care then, but now.
Just remember that.
So I'm like, oh. Who has, it's like the counter protesters at the straight pride rally. It's like, oh my God, does this ever end? We're going to have counter protesters soon? Probably. Then,
it's never been worse.
Then this thing starts over the hurricane man. And Alabama was, you know, said something to fear, which Trump said, the National Weather Service says, no, that's not true. Then he's looking at the map yesterday, and it's got a
thank
magic...
Thank you, and Roll Tide.
There's a magic marker over Alabama.
Sharpie.
And, of course, the media's obsessed with this. Like, where'd that magic marker... I don't know. He just said, I don't know, I think.
Yeah, no, he blew it off.
Oh, no, but he's the one who signs every bill in a...
In a Sharpie.
Sharpie.
Yeah.
And it was a Sharpie.
Come on, that is so...
I can't decide if there's... Is there trolling going on here? Is this
by him
trolling...
I think it is, but I don't know. This one, I think he messed up, and he just refuses to admit that he was wrong. So they do this instead.
Why do you have to be appeased? Why is it?
I don't know.
Why are you so fragile that they have to fix it so that he's okay?
Pushing back against the National Weather Service doesn't seem like.
Is it worth it? Seems like
something you would just let go. Maybe you don't apologize, but you just go, oh boy, you know, and let it go. But then this magic marker thing. I want to see
the coverage from Alabama, though. They need to send NBC and CBS and all those have to send hurricane coverage down there so that we can see how bad it is.
I'm kind of glad he's sticking with it, though, because it's led to some really funny memes on Twitter where they've used a Sharpie to fix other Trumpian things like the biggest crowd ever for his inauguration. Someone drew stick figures in there. The picture with Jeffrey Epstein, they crossed Epstein's face out. It's the cure-all. They made his hands bigger in one picture.
And his height, too.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I do want to see, though, Tom Costello down there with not a hair out of place standing out in the complete stillness.
As this is going on, Joe Biden's on Colbert last night, and he's kind of implying that his gaffes are meaningless and that his heart's in the right place or...
The overall message.
Yeah. And
Colbert pushed back, though.
The Washington Post, everybody pushes back. Of course they did. The Washington Post actually came out with a story suggesting that he is pushing this fake military story all over the country. Like, anywhere he goes, he's got this fake military story that he loves to tell. You know, almost like it's Brian Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've come up with something that semi-resembles his story. Not really, but it's in the ballpark anyway. And... I guess that's what he's trying to say. That I put a medal on some guy.
Didn't Hillary do the same thing, being shot at in Bosnia on her way to the choppa?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, you know, in the end, after I sort of got done absorbing the whole thing on Colbert, which was a big story today, I find myself going, do I feel like he's sort of like Hillary Clinton? Like, I don't really know why he's running.
I don't think he knows why he's running. I think he's running because they told him, you would have won last time. He's like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
To do that, I don't know why anybody that age wants to be president. I mean, I don't
know. You having a good time, Joe?
But he's not convinced me that he really wants this. That doesn't mean I wouldn't vote for him necessarily. But that's how bad it is. Oh, it's almost like, I'm not sure I care if he wants to be president. Would it be better if he's the president? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll think about it.
I wonder what's going to happen when more and more people drop out, because once somebody drops out, their followers go to another. Yeah, they go somewhere else. And right now it looks like Elizabeth Warren is really, really, really gaining. And so I'm wondering if a lot of the people that drop off, maybe Buttigieg will jump onto Biden instead of
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, if Bernie or Warren jump out, they'll pick up the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
I told you before, I don't think he's going to win the nomination. He's too moderate.
Joe Biden?
Yeah. Moderates don't win.
He's the best chance they got.
I think he's the best chance they have to win.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's just my gut feeling. What do I know?
I mean, yeah, personally, I think he's a better choice than Bernie or Elizabeth. So maybe other people feel that way.
In the end, I sort of feel like it almost doesn't matter who's president, because they're just going to go, rrr, rrr. Like, if Biden wins, I'll just get to hear different people screaming and different people screaming back.
I'm wondering the same thing. If there's going to be like a revenge for all the shit that got.
Oh, absolutely. I think there will be, because I really wasn't thinking about that.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, everything he did, everything exploding.
Everything Joe Biden does. Oh, my God, do you believe this?
That happens now.
But I mean on the news level.
Oh, sure it will. It should, because whoever's president should be picked apart.
I don't know. If you actually look at some of these graphs that show the amount of stories and headlines regarding Trump compared to previous presidents, it skyrockets more than double.
He's great for the media. I mean, for the media, there's no one better than Donald
Trump. I'm not sure.
You can thank his Twitter for most of that.
No, that's correct. No, he brings a lot of it upon himself.
The cycle spins so fast with him.
But I'm wondering if Biden or Warren or somebody is to win, if CNN or MSNBC or Fox, well, Fox will do it, but if there's not all this outrage constantly every single night, if people are going to be mad at the news outlets for that.
It depends how much they give them. I mean, remember when Obama was president, there was outrage, but it was over, needing Grey Poupon for his hamburger or some stupid shit like that. It's whatever they whatever the president gives them.
I remember
Obama was a very boring president.
I kind of forgotten. There were a lot of people though who hated everything Obama did.
Oh yeah,
and I found myself going,
I agree.
I find it hard to believe. Honestly, I don't care who the president is; they have to do something right. It's almost just they can't help it. Even if they're trying to do wrong, sometimes they'll do right because they, you know, there's so many things they do. But and that's not to defend anyone. It's just to say that to think that somebody is in a position and everything they do is so horrible.
It's political bullshit.
Here's a piece of joy for you. Just think about this. If he were to lose Trump in the reelection, just imagine him tweeting at whoever the new president is going to be.
Well, that might might be fun.
You know, he will just sit and tweet, and then it'll be fun again because he won't have power. So the tweets will be a lot more hilarious.
That's interesting. How much power does an ex-president have when they're doing something like that online?
Not that much. I think it'll fade a little bit.
It depends how much the party is behind.
The question is, will his, you know, the 30% who don't care what he does, they love him, will they just go, yeah!
Yeah.
I mean.
And then what?
And how much, probably. You know, I don't know. I think it'll be noisy. It doesn't matter who wins. It'll be just as noisy. And I don't think.
Wrong.
Some of these things like, you know, would background checks, which 90% seem to favor. In fact, it's like half the Republicans favor background checks. By the way, how could it be 90% if it's 90% of Democrats and it's 50% of Republicans? How could it be 90% favor background checks?
I don't know.
The math doesn't work there, does it? Maybe I misread that. But I think generally...
I need a calculator for that.
At least 80%.
Nobody understands it.
Favor background checks. I've been reading 90, but... and, you know, the bill just sits and sits and sits. And, oh, it's mental health. Oh, it's... Oh, God. But I just think the if something is that much in favor, you would think it would happen.
The answer is going to lay somewhere with Deborah Messing. I'm sure she'll have the answer.
Jeez. Deborah Messing.
Boy, she never thought this was going to end up the way it is. And Eric McCormick getting dragged into it now going, I had nothing really to do with it, guys. It just cracks me up. The whole story is so funny.
They're just reeling. And Deborah Messing, apparently.
Her pivot didn't work so well.
I don't know when she said this. This might be something someone dug up. About how any black people that support Trump have to be mentally.
Wasn't it a picture of a church and she liked the picture or liked the tweet?
I don't know. I just saw that I just read some stuff on Twitter where people were claiming that she said black supporters of Trump are mentally. Mentally ill. Mentally ill. And I think Trump said, she should be fired like Roseanne.
Yeah. He called it McCarthy-style racism.
So, anyway, I don't know where she is. She's probably reading her text messages, I guess.
She defended it somewhere.
This is the tweet that our president of the United States put out this morning. Bad, quote-unquote, actress Deborah the Mess Messing is in hot water. Jesus.
Is in hot water?
Yeah.
So she apologized today, of course.
Oh, she apologized?
Yeah, I'm trying to find her tweet.
What?
I know, it's so dumb.
I don't even know what, honestly.
Number one, I apologize for liking that church sign. I said I regret it. I should have thought before recklessly supporting. You won't accept this, but black people are targeted by Trump's GOP for voter suppression.
Here we go, she's got to push back.
Here comes her pivot. Charlottesville was about Trump supporters hating POC and Jews.
Oof. Wow. How soon before she's fired? What is she? CBS or NBC?
Deborah Messing.
Will and Grace? Isn't that ABC?
NBC.
Oh, is it NBC?
An NBC show.
Shouldn't she just exit the discussion?
Yes.
Wouldn't be just, you know what? I'm sorry about that tweet.
Yeah, you're not going
to win. I'm going to exit and go back to being Grace.
Quite quietly. Yeah. Fade into the bushes.
But no. She can't even do that.
Poor Eric McCormick, man.
Yeah, he's. I saw he was
on a blacklist.
He's also trending. I didn't want there to be a blacklist. I thought he had the most damning thing that was said originally was, we want to know who these people are so we never work with them again.
Yeah.
And I don't know who we is. I didn't know he was that big a deal personally.
He's not. He's not.
Yeah.
Well, these guys need to use Twitter for its main purpose. Porn.
I hate giving these people the time, honestly, it's just so silly. It's like, it seems like all of this business, it's just like,
it's kind of fun.
This is why, in a way, but you know, it started with the wall. I'm going, the wall, nobody, the wall doesn't affect anyone. And yet it's the wall, the wall, the wall, the wall, money for the wall, money for the wall, go, coming from here. Oh my God, look what's lost because of the wall. The wall, the wall. Oh, I mean, honestly, hey. If it's built or not built, it doesn't matter. Oh. It doesn't matter.
In America, where we build bridges, not walls.
It matters.
Sorry, Trudy.
It matters, but I mean, nobody's really hurt if it isn't built. No one's really hurt if it's built.
It's his main promise.
I don't care if it's a promise, a guarantee. I don't care what it is. It doesn't make that much difference. I mean, in our lives, honestly, wouldn't... Call me crazy. Healthcare, something like that be more important,
yes.
Deserve more time
yes.
than the wall.
Yeah. Yes.
And I mean building it or not building it.
Yes.
Either way.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
All right. I like America.
Hey,
I'm going to stay.
You un-American bastards, if you don't like America, why don't you get out?
I tell you, there was a better conversation going on besides the wall and Deborah Messing and Alabama and all that garbage. And that was I watched Dave Portnoy on Tucker Carlson talking about the culture war. And, you know, I really don't like the term culture war, but, you know, you really can feel it now. And the Dave Chappelle thing was really sort of a touchstone, maybe a tipping point, because I'm looking at that. You know, now his Rotten Tomatoes is up to 38% for the critics.
Oh, interesting.
38. Whoa. Public calls 99%. And I don't know how it is in 100. And, of course, our...
What about Nanette?
Yeah, Nanette's at 100 with the critics and 60 with the public.
And
so we have a little bit of diversion there between... why is that? She's a woke lesbian and she's telling...
she's not funny.
She's telling important stories and she's giving us lectures. Dave Chappelle's just letting it fly and making us laugh. And apparently that can't get that high score with a... That's just not a good thing.
Oh, my God.
Even though it makes everyone laugh. And
Hannah Gadsby spins her own life story into clever, raging, and confronting spiel against misogyny, homophobia, and even the tired old tropes of comedy itself. Sounds like a great stand-up routine.
I
can't wait to lay $20 down for that ticket.
Oh, it's... Yeah.
As it stands right now, I mean, if you just look at the Rotten Tomatoes for those two people, you'd say, well, it looks like Hannah Gadsby's winning, or it looks like, I don't know, whoever's winning. I think the people who want to laugh should win the culture war, if that's what it comes down to.
She also claps back against the idols of her early life, men like Louis C.K., who's now become the problem. In other words, Gadsby's not holding any punches with this one. Sounds like a hilarious hour to watch. Yeah,
what a great time.
Yeah.
I loved his Louis C.K. point, by the way. I thought he really sort of ironed that out for me. He helps me see things in a different way. I think he is socially relevant at the same time. He's just funnier.
It becomes so much more than stand-up. Very sophisticated.
Oh, shut up.
Something I wasn't expecting. Well, then it's not stand-up.
So huffy.
Well, then you go ahead and go, and we won't complain about it. If you laugh and you've had fun, I don't care. I really don't want to put her down. I really don't. If people really get a lot out of that, that's fine. But let me enjoy my Dave Chappelle.
And not feel bad about it.
And I don't think people should – yeah, they shouldn't feel guilty about laughing at Dave Chappelle.
But I just – would you call that a stand-up, the Nanette?
No, I wouldn't.
Call it a presentation?
I really wouldn't. But, you know, I don't mind if people have fun going to that. That's great. That's okay.
Oh, it's my fine. God, she's so deep.
And if she's successful, that's fine, too. You know, if I listened to it, I'd probably pick it apart, but I'm not even going to do that. Honestly, though, this reminds me of, Trudy, remember when we were, you know, I don't know why I drag you into this, because we're the same age, I guess. But when we were 15, 16, 17, it was like, do you party?
Yeah.
It was like, you know, the party people, the counterculture people,
right.
And everyone else. And, you know, and I was telling Mark, I had friends that got busted, you know, in college or in high school. And it was like, oh, my God, your life's over.
Yes.
People know you smoke pot.
Yeah.
You know, it was us and them. And it was like, I just remember people all the time talking about, you know, someday we'll be able to smoke pot and it won't be a big deal. And it was, you know, there were a lot of other things that were sort of new then, too, like, you know, drugs, whether they were cocaine or uppers, downers, you know, you name it. It was all kind of new. And we were all sort of part of the same thing, and, you know, is she cool? Is he cool? Everyone knew what that meant. Do they party?
Are they cool?
Yeah. Or were they stiffs? Were they part of the, you know, and a lot of it had to do with age. It was more about age then. Now I don't think it's so much about age. It's really about, it's about this ability to offend anyone. In Dave Chappelle's case, I don't understand why he's responsible. And that Vice article on South Park really suggested that that these people need to give up some of their personal freedom not to offend people who don't watch South Park. They don't even watch it, but they can't be offended. It's not funny.
I don't get it.
Why are we worried about people that don't watch? If people don't like Dave Chappelle, then they shouldn't watch him. They should barely know what his name is.
Why are we worried about people being offended by a stand-up routine?
Because of PC culture.
No, I know, but why does? I don't understand why that exists.
I don't either.
Not
I never
forced to watch it. It's not mandatory viewing. You can opt out of it and.
He's hurting people, apparently, and we don't know it.
But that's freedom of that's an impingement on freedom of speech, isn't it? If you're making Dave Chappelle show,
you know,
just because people who don't watch him object to whatever the
that's a great point because honestly,
South Park is the same.
I see more examples of people who don't want people to have the right to say things than I ever recall. You know, if you go back 10, 20, 30, 40 years, it was always understood that people had the right to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And people had the right to say something dumb. Now you say something dumb and, you know, yeah, you can be canceled. You can be jobless. You can be careerless. You can be, you know, never again. And
who do you blame for that?
Well,
the internet.
I don't know. I kind of
connectivity.
I kind of blame the corporations that just, you know, bend over backwards and say, oh, yeah, let's cancel that person. Then someone loses their job. It's harder with stand-up because they're mostly self-employed.
It depends on who's being canceled, I think. But
like ABC and Roseanne, I understood why ABC did it. I still think that it's 100% on them, not all the loud people yelling about it.
Hey, are you watching the Conners, by the way?
No one is.
is anyone watching the Conners?
No, no one has ever seen
it. You know what's wrong the other night?
You know what's
trying to talk about Iran.
You look up the Conners ratings, Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this because, you know, when that thing launched without Roseanne, it was like, oh, this is so great. It's really good. And they don't need Roseanne. And she's horrible. And these are all the nice people from the show.
Yeah, they went over the cliff.
She built the show. It's all about her. And the minute you cancel her, you really cancel a lot of that show. Now, whether people still watch, they may, because there are a lot of other people on the show that I'm sure are worth
John
watching.
John Goodman, but I don't
John
think
Goodman's
John Goodman can carry it by himself.
But it was, I thought it was interesting that the what was being said was, hey, this is a great thing. It's going on, and it did really well the first week. Look at this. Roseanne's gone. It still did this. And
so episode one, they started off strong, obviously, with 10.6 million viewers.
The very first one.
Yeah, but then it dropped down to 6, like, for the rest of the season.
And the other night was its first second or the first season.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know it was on.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
I don't think they promoted it like they did.
I don't think they did either. Do we know
what
it did the first week?
I've seen that. I've watched that.
I haven't seen the first week ratings yet.
But the thing about Roseanne was that Roseanne has been nutty on social media. She's always been nutty on social media. It's just that she said something really nutty. And people went, oh, my God.
I thought the bitch was wise.
She'd been saying crazy shit forever. Roseanne has said a million crazy things. One of the craziest things she says is that her father molested her. Her father insists it's absolutely not true. And I think there are a number of people who say that they don't believe it. It's simply not true. Well, that's pretty fucking crazy. What's also of interest in the whole Roseanne story is that she was known, and her biggest detractors that worked on Roseanne will tell you this. She was great about hiring women. She was great about having, you know, a staff that was diverse. She did a lot of things right. She was a nut, and she's still a nut. Roseanne's
That's
always
what
been
my
nut.
Tweet was about.
It's one of the things I think that makes people like her is that she speaks her mind, and she's sort of like Trump in a way. She does a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah.
But she says a lot of funny stuff, too. I mean, she's definitely a good writer.
Yeah. Definitely.
Season 2 of The Conners begins September 24th, 2019.
Oh. Okay, I can't wait.
They must have been rerunning it to get everybody pumped up for the new season.
Wrong.
So anyway, yeah, part of Trump's tweet was that they took Roseanne off the air. What about Deborah Messing? And I don't, you know, different. Yeah, I suppose it is, but people have been canceled for less. I don't want Deborah Messing canceled. I don't want anyone canceled. I blame a lot of people. Honestly, I think the strongest reason people are canceled is because of the screaming when something, you know, something is said or done or found, whether it's bad tweets or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I mean, it's like a tidal wave of Twitter and social media and then the news accounts, the news, whether it's Good Morning America or it's ABC News Tonight, it's a story. It's on social media. It's trending. It's a story now. And if you look at some days I go, look at the stories today. They're all so stupid. They affect nobody, whether it's Barbecue Becky or Deborah Messing. It's like, really? This is the news? This is the news.
Yeah. Well, so much of the media is affected by so few people, too. That's kind of the thing that, I mean, don't you remember?
That's why it's news. I mean, it's
right,
unusual.
Yeah. The way, you know, like some of the media is measured sometimes is represented by just a few people.
Yeah.
And it kind of amplifies. And then they make decisions based on what a few people think.
Well, and
same thing with the Twitterverse and other things.
They've become.
That's more people deciding, though, what's news than.
The news itself, though, has become very clickbaity, too. They like the clicks.
News is boring. Give me action movies and Sky and Max.
And
exactly.
I'm not saying
that's what they're competing with.
I'm not saying that I want the wonky old news that we used to have, which was wonky. It was really, I mean, they tried to actually tell you what was important. And sometimes what's important is really boring.
And it does terrible. I mean, so really many people boring. Are watching, you know, the PBS NewsHour with Jim Lear or whatever it is. No one watches it.
Well, but, you know, back in the days of Cronkite and.
Look what's on now. Binge viewing in danger.
Yeah, with a question. That's the thing. The questions that are asked on news. Because the answer is always no. Whatever the question is that's asked in a news headline, the answer is no.
No.
If you've been waiting for the best time to get out of your lease early, your prayers have been answered because your time has come at Zott, Ford, and Holly. They're pulling people ahead in their leases up to 6 months early with no penalties. Yep. Current lease up in 6 months. You have a shot. Over miles, vehicle hates you like Trudy's house hates her. Mm. Or maybe just ready for a fresh new shiny whip. Anthony Gabara, Gary, Jessica, Dan, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County is standing by ready to snatch you out of your old turdmobile and send you home in the lovely new Ford of your dreams. As a matter of fact, if Stacy could get Mark to call her back, she would slap him in a fancy new fresh Ford today. I don't know what's going on there.
It's crazy.
Go surf their massive inventory and spectacular deals at dealsinthed.com, our studio sponsor. And Dr. Roche, one of our oldest and most beloved sponsors also.
Is because he makes everybody look so much better, too.
Does.
You know, if you have a consternation cleavage in your forehead because you're thinking about all this stuff on the news, he can get you Botox. Two areas get the third area free. That covers a lot of facial real estate there. Filler, one syringe of Restylane, get $100 off the second one. And another of the September specials, the autumnal augmentation. $3,500 saline implants. BBL, three treatments, corrective treatments.
Autumnal augmentation. That's adorable.
Autumnal augmentation, man. three treatments plus three treatments of photo revelation for only $1,000. Regular $2,325 for that regularly, and now it's the time to get BBL done too because you're out of the sun a lot. Dr. Roche's skin tightening procedures, face tight, neck tight, BBL, active and deep FX lasers, and Morpheus 8 all contribute to making everybody look so much better. So,
yeah.
Do the right thing and call them for a consultation. You can go
why you look different
on their website too. And look up these procedures, see how it is, see how much time you have and whether you can fit that in. Really, you can't afford not to, though. DROCHE.com or call for a confrontation.
Yeah, that'd be a confrontation if you want one.
338-1110.
Wait!
And when they put you on hold, that's me, man.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
People should call and ask to be put on hold.
And the hold info.
Is the Hall Financial Hotline, is there a reason should be open today?
Read that again.
There it is.
See something besides that. That's why I hate hold music. Because I could do so much better.
Would this become the generic hold music? How did that happen?
I don't know, but it
did
is
we vote on it?
Several.
No royalties?
Yeah, because it's anonymous. Now, the other thing is, Drew, they can't put any music because it's something proprietary and you have to.
Oh, I see.
Right. I don't know when Elliot Rodgers got added to it, though.
And that's pretty weird. Fits it so well. It's perfect.
We never tried calling the hot UPS driver who claims he's asked out 10 times a day on his route.
Including by an 89-year-old woman?
That's what he says.
Do we have his cell number?
This is a number for him.
Really?
I don't know if it's a cell or not.
Okay. Because I don't...
And he took these, what he thinks are sexy pictures. Is this guy sexy?
This is another example of a story. Why is this a story? I mean, not that I object to it.
I have a lot of space to film.
I'm really kind of fascinated by how dumb it is. And that's I think it's been a hallmark of the show, is being fascinated with really dumb things and examining them a lot more deeply than they ever should be. And this is, you know, I think we've done well with stuff like this. So I'm not against calling Anthony.
This guy's quote, what a turd.
Well, Mr. Chill was really a good, he was a good kind.
He was disappointing. I don't know. I think
because it wasn't as chill as he seemed to be advertising.
No, he wasn't.
He was too chill.
I think he kind of showed his ass too. I think he was trying to be cool.
I think so. Yeah.
I think he was, and I think he also wanted his phone. It wasn't that he was so cool.
Yeah. What was he hiding?
He wanted his phone, and he, you know, I think he thought he was cool smoking in a building that you're not supposed to smoke in.
I wonder if that bar got in trouble because of him.
A giant fine.
Got a bust.
Yeah, I wonder the same thing because he's like, oh, yeah, the bar owner, he lets me do it all the time. It's like, ooh, shouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
I know. See, I'm tempted to call the bar, find out if that's true, then call him back and tell him he's wrong, he's lying.
Is it
busted again?
Is it illegal everywhere?
Yes.
It is? Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
What's legal?
To smoke. Is
smoking
it illegal to smoke inside
in
everything?
A building? You know what? There's some states where I think there are different
casinos.
Rules apply.
Hmm.
Yeah, casinos. Isn't that funny? Someone has some power, what they can do.
Currently 29 states that prohibit smoking in all restaurants, bars, and public indoor places. So that leaves a few.
I thought places like, you know, like the Eagles or the VFW or something like that, maybe because they're
probably
private or something like that.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I went to a Virginia Tech football game about 5-6 years ago and went to a bar after the game and I saw somebody smoking a cigarette at the bar. And it was like watching someone have sex. It's like, oh my God, look what they're doing. It was really weird. It was like, what? It was so strange. So you could smoke in Blacksburg apparently in 2013 or whatever year that was.
Cool.
It's crazy. Here's Anthony's number, but first I'll mention that Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. They've got over 800 five-star reviews. They keep sending me updates. Stop saying 750. It's 800. Because they offer lower payments, better options, and more personal attention. And I really lean on more personal attention because everybody has their own needs. Everybody has their own situation, whether it's maybe they've got a bump in their credit history, or
that's right,
or maybe they can only afford this, or maybe they're not looking for a refi, they're looking for something else. They want to take money out of their home, and
plus it can be intimidating. You want someone to hold your hand.
Well, yeah, and especially the first time, and that's what Scott Kunith pointed out, was that Hall was great with three clients of his who came through the podcast too, and they worked with the same person all the way through, and there wasn't that usual pile of nerves that people have, because it is unnerving signing all those papers and not knowing what the hell's going on the first time. So Hall Financial would love to help you save money with a refi. I know Eli's doing it. He said, you know, I don't even really need to do this, but he says, why shouldn't I save some money? So he's going to do it. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or go to our website, Drew and Mike Show. Click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you. You won't be disappointed, not with Hall Financial. NMLS number 1467435.
Is this their theme song?
Wait, is this Hootie?
You don't know the hook to this? Brandon, do you know the hook?
Hold My Hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hall Financial. Maybe there's a good Hootie song for Mr. Hot Driver. Nah, there's not. I know what it is for. I know. I'm too sick.
That's it. Oh, yeah, for sure.
64.
He has a quote in this story that says,
going to
people love the uniform. I also get a lot of package innuendos. They're just trying to get you out of
what's
there.
What's a lot?
When the full Monty... What was the song they danced to? I forget.
I can't remember.
Full Monty.
I can't remember.
I'm very flattered, but I have to keep moving. That's what he says about everybody that asks him.
Oh, please.
So sexy. Yeah.
What's his first name?
Anthony.
I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6 3 1 2 sexy for your party 2 sexy for your party 3 9 is not available at the tone.
Please record your message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Anthony, we're playing your song, man.
I do my little turn on the catwalk. He's a beautiful man.
Every walkway is a catwalk for you. We know how hot you are. All the women want you.
We want to talk to you.
Yeah, we were reading the story, and we thought it would be fun to talk to the hot UPS guy.
Yeah, gorgeous.
So, call us
delivered to my house?
That was actual audio, by the way. That guy was talking about you.
How come chicks are into this dude anyway?
Oh, well, it's obvious.
I don't know if you've been working out or what, but your body's looking good.
See, look at all those people talking about you, Anthony. So call us back at the 248 number.
He's got the most perfect dick I've ever seen.
Oh, this is this line of
I make
crap.
It on the message?
No. I hung up right before.
He claims he runs into trouble with his devoted customers when he's taken off his route as it's used by training grounds for new hires.
Oh, because people like the hot guy to come around.
When he's rerouted, it can last up to 40 days. So they have to go 40 days, Trudy, without seeing their hot delivery man.
Ooh, they get pent-up desire.
I get many calls every year exactly like this, UPS spokesperson Dan McCavin said.
Wow, they're complaints?
They're not. No, I don't believe any of that.
Oh, okay.
One time I saw him working another route, and it felt like he was cheating on us. We were not happy, a gallery owner said.
Dan. He's not that hot.
Well, yeah. Let's see if he calls back. You know, with the Connors coming up, I just noticed that Billy Bush's relaunch is coming back, too.
Oh, cool. Oh. Good for you, Billy.
Can you believe it's been 3 years?
Can't.
This guy hasn't worked in three years because he laughed at some stupid things Trump said. And honestly, you know, in reading about that at the time, it was revealed that, what was the show he was on? Was it
Access Hollywood?
Access Hollywood.
Grabbed by the pussy.
That Trump was ratings gold and that it was sort of his job to kiss Trump's ass because they wanted him back on.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean he should have laughed at what Trump said, but... you know, whatever.
Is that really a fireable offense?
I don't think so. Although, you know what they said was that the people in NBC News refused to work with him. Yeah, they were so angry.
I don't
angry.
Know if I believe that, though.
I don't know if I believe it either. And you know what else?
Yeah.
I don't think I believe... I was deep diving on something that Norm Macdonald did the other day, which I thought was so funny, and I dug back into, accidentally, this whole thing that these NBC... Mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon writers were crying because Norm Macdonald was going to be in the building. And I just said, no, you've got to fire those people. They're too soft. They're too soft. They can't do comedy. Yeah,
comedy doesn't exist anymore. It's all lectures.
But that was reported all over the world that they were crying. They were in tears about Norm Macdonald coming in.
Yeah.
Wasn't Al Roker mad about Billy Bush?
Yes.
Maddest because he wanted him kind of out of the way, right?
You got it.
Because Billy was going to host a second hour or something.
And why was Al Roker saying?
Al wanted the job.
Oh.
Did you see his specs today? He's got his red frames on now. His fall collection. His glasses are so weird.
You know, Al Roker, I'm trying to think, he came down really hard on someone else. It wasn't Lauer either. It was, who was it? Somebody at NBC. Who else got in trouble? Oh, Megyn Kelly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Black.
He hammered her.
Mm-hmm. Billy Bush, though, that was the whole grab by the pussy thing. That came out right after that huge get he had in the summer of 2016 when he interviewed Ryan Lochte down in Brazil. Remember that?
Yeah,
on the beach.
I do. That was huge.
Ryan Lochte was just. Have you seen him on Real Sports recently? They did a big special on HBO.
Is
Real
he
Sports.
In trouble again for something?
No, he's competing again. He's like totally turned his life around. Yeah, he has kids.
Okay. I'm sorry.
A hot piece of ass.
This is ridiculous. I just conflated him with the Stanford swimmer who raped the girl who's not allowed to swim anymore.
He can't swim?
No, he's not allowed to swim
anywhere
ever again.
Good.
No, he can't even be in water.
Oh my God!
No big loss. Good.
What if he falls off a boat? Then
it's like
what?
The only penalty he got.
I saw the victim, Jane Doe, who finally, you know, said, "Here I am. I'm Jane Doe, and this is what happened." And blah blah. And I don't want to say blah blah blah.
Brock Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who, you know, and his father was a complete asshole too.
Mm-hmm. You know, my serious issue, shallow thought with that. Well, maybe it's not so serious and shallow, but you look at him, and he just looks like a turd teenager.
Yeah.
You look at her. She looks like a woman.
I know. How old is she? How old is that girl?
College age? I mean, she's beautiful. She looks
very mature, though.
Yeah, and he just looks like a turd. I mean, he is a turd. A criminal.
I thought her impact statement was interesting because she said, you know, he was this star swimmer, you know, all these accolades, and she was just the drunk girl at the frat party, you know.
Yeah.
Who,
right.
Whatever.
Well, she
I did think of her that way. I did. I just thought of some sloppy drunk girl at a frat party.
Nobody knew who she was because, you know, they're not identified.
No, you wouldn't.
Props to those Swedish dudes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Two Swedish guys who
saw
them.
The heroes. And they wouldn't be heroes. They just, they just like shrugged it off like whatever.
Because they're Swedes.
I know.
Wait, isn't Sweden really racist, though?
Yeah, they're terrible. they go after black people from America who are there to rap. I know. It's another crazy narrative that just flies, and nobody says, wait a second.
I know.
That's what I just get
really a lot of broad brushing going on.
Pissed about it. Okay, so yesterday, actually, it was Angie, one of the Shure twins, as they're known. Angie and Christy?
Yeah.
Angie sent me this thing on the Black Crowes.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve Gorman, the drummer, is writing a book. So it quoted him on Celebration Rock, which is a podcast.
Oh, one thing real quick, though.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Sorry.
The Shure twins?
Yeah.
Oh, they're both cute. And sweet as hell. But anyway, so Steve Gorman, I listened to him on the Celebration Rock podcast, which wasn't bad. I wasn't crazy about it, but he was a good guest, and the host knew his stuff on the Black Crowes. What an interesting story that was, because I'd forgotten the Black Crowes came before Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And
oh, yeah.
They were right before that.
Yeah, they kind of turned the corner away from the Flock of Seagulls 80s shit that was going down.
But they were by themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really in their own category.
Did
there was
they have
no
any
one
contemporaries?
Not really, no. You know who they liked? They liked the Replacements a lot, Paul Westerberg.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they sort of had the Rolling Stones. They loved the Rolling Stones. They loved Faces.
Those aren't really contemporaries, though.
The Replacements would be the one that was closest to them, and they loved them dearly, and they wanted to be, they didn't want to be sellouts. I mean, that was, I think, a big thing. And Steve says that the problem with the Black Crowes, you know, in terms of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is that they just never did any of those things you should have done at some point, you know, whether it's something like Live Aid or a, you know, a charity event or just, you know, kissing somebody's ass once in a while.
That's what happens when you're too cool to do that kind of thing. It just falls apart.
They're from the South, right?
Yeah. Steve's actually was born in Michigan, and
oh, really?
He lived in Maryland. He only lived in Michigan a couple years.
Georgia Satellites?
Moved to Maryland, and then moved to Kentucky in 75, I think, when he was 10 years old. So he grew up kind of in the South, and he ends up in the Atlanta area, where they had, I think it was Mrs. Crow's Garden was the name of the band.
Oh,
originally before the Black Crowes.
Yeah, good choice changing it.
Yeah. And he and the two Robinson brothers they got really tight, and they started making music. And he said that first album, he kind of thought it would be the second album, Southern Harmony Musical Companion, which it became. Then it didn't exist at the time. But the Shake Your Money Maker sessions went so well, and it was almost like he said they played live after that. We couldn't believe how good the record sounded. How can we possibly sound that good? And they, you know, they burst through it, and they did enough. The music was just great. It was fantastic. In fact, I was talking about this a couple weeks ago, yeah, coincidentally, that why do we never hear the Black Crowes on the radio? They're great. I mean, if nothing else, that song, Remedy, Hard to Handle, Jealous. I mean, they had a lot of great songs. They were played a lot back then.
Yeah.
I mean, they sound really good now because nobody plays them.
Right.
I mean,
well,
if they were played.
We play one song.
Which one?
Hey, little thing, little magic, get it goes. Hard to Handle. God, hey, now, good
one. Yeah. The auction song.
The thing that surprised me the most that he said about Chris Robinson was that he had short hair and he was kind of preppy when he met him. I was like, what?
Whoa.
I can't imagine that.
Wow.
How'd he get so angry then?
I don't know.
Very angry, man.
He's always had that. But, you know, he mentioned I'd forgotten this too, the MTV Video Awards in 92, which was a really big one. That's when Novoselic got hit in the face with the guitar.
Oh, yeah, that he threw up.
Yeah, and I think they played, was it Lithium they played that night?
I think so,
I think it was. And Axl and Kurt were battling.
Oh, my God.
Axl and Elton played with an orchestra that night.
Whoa.
And so on and so forth. And they were offered to join the GNR Metallica summer tour of 92 when James burned his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
yep.
giant tour. And they said, no, we want a headline. We were on Monsters of Rock. We were, you know, despised as one of the, you know, opening bands. And we want to do our own thing. So they played 5,000 seaters. Which was, I think, viewed as a huge mistake at the time.
I saw them with the Fox. I thought they were great.
Oh, they
were
fantastic. I saw them with Oasis.
Oh, wow.
Which he spoke very romantically about. He loved touring with Oasis. And
ironically.
And, yeah.
Brothers.
The brothers.
Each other.
And Steve really made it sound like the Black Crowes really just wasn't that much fun to be in that band. There really weren't any romantic periods. It was always the two brothers fighting, and he took responsibility for some of it too, but I really don't have the impression that it was really all about him or much about him. But he was, you know, he was their drummer from, I think, 87 to 2015 when they didn't tour the last time around. I hope we can get him on because he's got, it's a new book, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what I sent you.
Yes.
And I definitely want to read it because
He
is a, Steve Gorman is a sports host on Fox Sports Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
He does a show, and I guess he has a lot of other musicians on who love sports as well.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought it was really cool, and he's a sharp guy. It was a good interview.
So he's obviously had Brett Michaels on.
I don't know
why he's the first one I think of.
A lot of those guys love sports.
Well,
you know,
they
don't talk
sports when it's because it's not, you know.
Yeah,
music. They want to talk something different.
Yeah, I think a lot of rock stars want to be athletes, and athletes want to be rock stars. But anyway, so all I really knew about today was that Chris and Rich Robinson are just completely estranged, and they don't talk at all.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for years, and there's no end in sight. And so I was curious to hear what Steve Gorman had to say about that as the Black Crowes drummer for all that time.
Right.
And apparently, you know, they really did fall apart in the late 90s, and there was a rejuvenation in 2005 and a few tours. And, it, you know, by the end of the tour, it sounded like they were all ready to not be in the Black Crowes. And then, you know, a couple of years would pass, and they go, well, time to make some money. And they get out there. He didn't say it that way,
no,
but I think that's what he meant.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 2013... I think in 2012, Chris Robinson was in another band, and Steve went to see them, and he thought, wow, he looks like he's having a lot of fun, and so on and so forth. And then after the show, Chris said, hey, man, we're going to go out next year, and he was kind of surprised.
Huh.
And then they did go out, and I guess they all got along pretty well. They really tried, and then at the end, it started really to break down, like it always did. And then they were going to go out again because it was 25 years in 2015. Mm. And it made a lot of sense, of course, because 25 years of the Black Crowes. And they had started playing this I thought was really interesting. In 2013, they had started playing all the hits in every show. And there was, I guess for most of their career,
what took them so
they
long?
Would leave big songs out like, I don't want to play Remedy tonight. You know
what?
I know, but I've seen bands like that. David Bowie was like that.
I know, and that's annoying as hell.
It is.
Name one. Well, there's probably some elitist out there, but what fan doesn't want to hear the hits?
Yeah.
No, they
yeah.
all do. They all do. But some of these guys are such artistes that, you know, they want to hear what they're interested in that minute, and that's what they did. And it's not that they didn't play any of their hits, but they'd leave a couple out quite frequently, and it might be these two this night and these two that night and so on and so forth. So anyway, in 2013, he said, we were finally doing what everybody really wanted us to do when we went out. We'd play those 8 or 10 songs that we had to play, and then, you know, we could jerk off the rest of the time. But before the 2015 tour, Chris Robinson sends this infamous email to Rich Robinson, and Rich calls Steve and says, yeah, did you get the email? He's like, no, I didn't get it. He said, oh, well, here's what Chris has to say. Steve's out. We'll pay somebody to play drums. We'll pay him a salary because Steve, as a founding member,
yeah.
gets a third of what's left over.
Oh, man.
And Rich would also have to give up, I think he said, 75% of what he got.
Oh, he just
so he would be a partner. He'd be 25% the partner he used to be. So in other words, wow. Rich Robinson, I think he said the math was Chris Robinson would make 92% of what went to the founding members after, you know, they were paid per performance.
Wow.
And that was a Rich, he said, wrote him a long email back saying, okay, here's why, you know, no, we're not doing that. And that was the end of that.
Jeez.
The end.
Wow.
The end.
Did Kate Hudson figure in at any point there as the Yoko sort of?
No, I think she was. Oh? I think she was long gone by then. I forgot when she disappeared. Wasn't it in around 2010 or 2008 or something?
Were they broken up then?
I think so.
Oh,
they were definitely
I see.
Broken up in 2015. Absolutely.
Because remember how weird that was when yes. they were together and. You know, they had a little baby, and you're like, really?
Yeah.
They're not going to do that.
That was weird.
They were together from 2000 until 2007.
Mm. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she moved on to Muse.
Yeah. Before that, he was married to Frank Zappa's niece, and then after Kate Hudson, he got married and divorced again. So I think.
Oh, is he divorced
what
again?
A catch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Recently.
Well, yeah, and well, in 2009, he married his third wife. They had a daughter that year, and then they divorced in 2018.
Oh. Well.
There's a lot of children.
I don't know what, I honestly don't know, even know what Chris Robinson's doing now.
Mm. He had a music project a couple of years ago that was
I'm sure it's
kinda
really
weird.
Deep.
As the
either
crow
deep
flies.
Or just weird.
Oh, that's pretty deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
As the crow flies.
As the crow flies,
I
and
see.
It performs Black Crow's songs.
What?
Okay, so that's the way to get the name Crow in without saying Black Crows and having to pay something
to
the other
to
two
the
founding
other guys,
members.
Yeah. But wasn't there another project? I remember playing some of the music from it and thinking, well, who would listen to this? It's like John Frusciante's. Yeah.
Chris Robinson's Brotherhood. That was the band before.
Yeah.
That's, I think, what he was talking about in 2012 when he saw him. And he thought, and he didn't say anything, but I have a feeling they probably played smaller venues than the Black Crows. I mean, that's really what it amounts to when people say, no, we're not going to just have some dictator take all the money and use us as sidemen. Screw you. Then you're left with Chris Robinson on his own saying, hey, it's me. I'm the main guy. And people saying, not as interested. Not as interested. Well,
he is a tempestuous individual, though. He would. Did he at the show that you went to? He's almost like bitching at the audience and stuff.
They hit him with a penny or something.
He looks like he stinks.
Pennies at him. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's kind of sounds like he's got a real mean streak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was difficult.
And one of those guys, you'll never know what he's mad about either. And that's what Steve Gorman made it sound like, was that, you know, things just flipped like a switch all the time. So, I mean, it was bumming me out, too, to hear him say that he really never had that much fun in the Black Rose. Like, gee, can't there just have been some five-year stretch that was fun?
Yeah. I mean, the best thing about the Black Rose for me was
Mr. T.
I've been looking for it.
He was just so tickled about that. He'd never heard of them, had he?
No.
I don't think he had, no.
That Cruz was in it.
Struck him as so funny. I miss him.
There was another...
T?
T, yeah.
Is he dead?
No, he's not.
No, he's around.
How do you miss him?
Because he doesn't do anything.
He's cool.
Anymore.
I love T. T is always.
When you say you miss him, on, I thought it meant he died. He died.
Who calls
and I missed
him
it.
T? No one calls him.
No one calls him T. Yeah, when you're formal.
He's just not around. I mean, just don't hear about him.
No, he had a. He
I
had
miss
a show.
Him.
He had a show, like a home improvement show, like a year or two ago.
He did, Mr. T. Yeah, home improvement.
Really
fixing things with
put
Mr.
gold
T.
on gold on everything.
Anyway, hopefully, maybe we'll get Steve Gorman on if we get lucky.
What happened to Zooves?
Oh,
why did he disappear?
Yeah, where'd he go?
Disappeared.
This is awkward because he did it because of me.
What?
Zooves.
I know what he did. Did he leave
then
to turn off your hair curler?
Yeah, maybe.
Zooves.
Oh,
I was kind of.
Are you sure it's on?
No.
It's not on.
I need to call Zooves.
I'm scared. Yeah.
How long ago did he leave?
There's no way it's on.
Is he home yet?
I think he left like an hour ago. I'm kind of worried about him.
Yeah, I thought he would call.
Why don't you text him and tell him we need to know if the hair curler was on?
There's no way it was.
By the way, would it have done long-term damage if it was left on?
No.
Well, it's okay. So I have a little wooden table thing in the bathroom, and I think I left it on that. So I left it on.
Nice job.
You guys have his phone number, right? You should call him.
Are you okay? I'm not sure it belongs on the wooden thing, Trudy, even if you're just resting.
Yeah, I know. I should have left it on the granite. I kind of.
Especially with the way that house treats you.
Well, it's me fighting back against the house, trying to burn its ass down.
That makes sense.
Then it wins, in a way, by committing suicide. The house is committing suicide and paying you.
I got my windows looked at the other day, though.
Midwest
door and window came out. That was so cool.
Someone was saying that you didn't return his text. Did you get a text from Matt?
I know, because I did not know what to say. I mean, it's like... It sounds he's being so incredibly generous, and I want to, and then he's like, "Don't argue with me," and I'm like, "That's the first thing I want to do is like say, no way, man." But it's so cool.
Not sure I understand why the text wasn't returned.
Because I was trying to figure out what to say.
Okay.
Like, well, thank you. I guess is the first thing you can say. But yeah, those guys were a riot too, though. We had a good time.
It's fun to get your windows changed. It's so much fun to get new windows.
No, they're fun dudes.
So, I agree. Okay, so now, here's, you know, I swear, I really, maybe we just need more guests to have more substance. Because I get, if you watch the world go around, you see so many dumb things, and the dumb things are all the clickbait. And so the dumb things keep popping up, and you go, oh, well, this is what everybody's talking about, so here we go. And one of them today was... Joy Behar defending Scarlett Johansson defending Woody Allen.
Okay, I'll bite.
Whoa.
Why? What is her motivation? Once again, just don't say nothing.
I really don't know. I really don't understand at all because, honestly, very few people are defending her because, you know, here's the thing. Let's just say that you, as some people, feel that he really didn't molest Dylan Farrow. Which is the, you know, the extra thing that came out that was so horrible.
Yeah.
But he did take pictures of Sun Yi when she was 15 or 16, and he did sleep with her, and she was the daughter of his longtime girlfriend. To me, how much more do you need?
None.
I'm not saying he
none.
Did or he
it's
didn't.
Weird.
I don't know.
I would stay away from that guy because he's weird.
I don't know what happened with Dylan Farrow. I really don't. And I don't want to say nothing happened and say Dylan Farrow is a liar.
Yeah, but based on
she
previous
could be a victim.
Stuff.
She could be a victim.
Seems.
I don't know
seems
why.
More probable than that.
I don't know why
Dylan,
she'd make it up.
You son of a bitch.
But it's really interesting how these people like Woody Allen, who do have, you know, people that have their back. And believe me, Woody Allen has a shit ton of people who just love him and just love being in his movies and would kill to be in his movies. And they're very famous people. So he does have a huge support system. Now,
it's funny. If he was Woody Allen, the, you know, shopkeeper or shop owner.
Nobody give a fuck.
No,
they wouldn't defend him. They'd say it was a horrible piece of shit.
Yeah, but because he
that's
makes
what I mean.
Movies that people like.
So Scarlett Johansson, who's been in his movies... And who wouldn't mind being in more of his movies, as she put it herself. Why is her opinion? It seems to me it's so obvious that she has a skewed opinion.
Bias,
she loves his movies. She loves working for him.
This chick is a horrible actor.
So you know, Joy Behar said, well, the Yale police said that, you know.
Oh, God. Okay,
I don't really care about the Yale police because I know what happened with the girl from wherever Sunyi's from. Korea?
Korea.
Yeah. That's bad enough.
Well, not only that.
That was terrible. That was fucking horrible. She was underage and he's taking nude pictures of her. That's sick shit.
What about
And by the way, did he ever, I don't think he ever apologized for it. I don't believe he did.
No.
Did he?
No.
And by.
He just married her. I married her. I just moved out. Hey, you know, met somebody new.
Yeah.
He
just, does Behar. She's
my girlfriend's daughter.
Does Behar defend OJ? Because, you know, the court in Los Angeles, he was tried. They found him acquitted.
Oh, I bet she's totally on
it. I just hate when people say that, because just because it's never proven in a court of law.
It was never proven in a court of law. But I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't even know why she did it, because he has a new movie, so she's trying to help promote his new
movie.
And by the way, okay, we know about the daughter. We know about the nude pictures. We know they're married. I think they have a kid, too. It's like gross, but whatever. He's also buddies with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Wow.
Doesn't that say something? I mean, if you were wrongly accused of what he says he was wrongly accused of, but oh, I did take pictures of that daughter of my boy, that was pretty rotten. You would think.
No, good night.
He would steer clear of Jeffrey Epstein.
No, because then you're admitting guilt.
So hanging out with him shows how cool he is about it.
Totally innocent. Why would I hang out? It's kind of the genius behind it. So dumb. I don't get the defense of him when you don't need to defend him. What's the point?
I think she wants to help him promote a movie. I think he asked for a favor.
That's what I was going to say. Unless that's the only way you can be in his movies. You must defend me, Woody Allen.
So many men's dreams. Sometimes she releases stinky steam. Oh, where is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Oh, where is that stench coming from? Coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Scarlett Johansson farts.
Ooh, how about this one? This is the one I just saw. This.
Joy Behar on The View. You are a star. Oh, and Joy Behar.
Behar.
I want you to be my cougar. Oh, Joy, you're twice my age, but you're still witty and pretty and awesome. And Joy, I want you to be my cougar. Take me out for a night on the town in New York City. Joy, I was just... Oh, Woody Allen is a great movie director. He's a genius comedy man. Yes, he is.
Oh, I like
He's
that
made
beat.
So many great movies. So many, 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 many great movies.
That song is 2 minutes and 54 seconds.
Wow. Woody Allen song?
Yeah, it goes against the usual.
A lot of ground to
Farley
cover.
Grain, yeah.
Then Kevin Spacey, why not throw him in this pile? He's in the streets of Spain playing La Bamba with some street performers. What the hell is this?
He's really living his best life in Europe, isn't he?
Yeah.
Looks like it.
He's not really playing that guitar either, is he?
No, he's faking it. But he had his poetry reading in Italy. Now he's got he's got this music in Spain.
Oh, he's having so much fun.
And all these tourists love it. Oh, he's great.
Oh.
What I think about him.
Wow. That was powerful.
That one sounded like it hurt.
Sounds like when you call Zoofs.
It does.
Yeah, did he reply?
No. Well, he did, but that's private communication at the moment. Don't worry.
No,
worries.
No. Fire?
I don't think so. No.
Is he standing outside in the yard with a garden hose trying to put out a fire?
Or he's hearing Cracklin' Rosie like Maz while he doesn't call the 911.
Joey.
No Zoof songs.
Joey.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and
someone
will try to connect you.
Zoobs? Just trying to find out about the hair curler.
Just wanted your name. Oh. They want your whole life story.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I didn't know what to happen. Confused.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah!
on, answer, it's killing me.
I'm telling you, he's got that garden hose going.
The Google subscriber,
oh, no.
Well,
it's always this way trying to contact him, isn't
just
it?
Just tell him to call
it's
the
always,
hotline.
It's always hard to contact Zeus. I don't know why.
He's a very private
person.
I just
don't know why.
Yeah, I like this one. Yeah.
WLZ plays this?
Do they?
Do they? Does WLZ play this?
No.
No?
I haven't.
They did.
Well, I haven't.
Thought you told me they did.
Oh, Talking Heads Burning Down the Mountain.
Maybe.
Do you want to try that number?
That's the only
How many phone numbers does he
so
have?
He has so many phones. He has a bath phone.
He also has multiple phones on multiple carriers.
Trudy, what is going on?
Who pays for all these phones?
What is going on?
I don't know.
Are these phones on your plan?
He has burner phones.
Yeah, they are.
They are? They're all in your account?
Well, no, they're just the main one in mine.
Mm,
whatever
I see.
Else is going on is free.
A lot to talk about here. There's so many songs that fit.
This one, too. This one, like, one Billy Joel song.
How can a person with this many phones be unreachable?
Because he's got to figure out which phone's ringing. He's got to pick up, like, five of them.
Joey is not available.
So mysterious.
Zoobs!
Hey!
Zoobs.
Where are you?
The house burning down.
We're worried Zoobs. About you.
We're trying to call on every phone you have, we think. Call the hotline.
So confused.
Hurry. I'm freaking out.
Ooh, I'm on fire.
What's the other Bruce song?
Did you ask him about the hotline, Brandon?
I did. It's weird. I asked him, I said, was the device on? We must know. He just responded with, yep.
Oh, boy.
I said, any damage? Call the hotline if you can. And no response.
Oh, songs aren't as funny.
Oh, boy. He's putting out the fire. Yeah, I may not get to lay
Baby,
Kravitz
won't you light
tonight.
My fire?
Can you call him, Trudy? Would that have any?
Yeah, maybe he's not answering because he doesn't recognize the number.
Okay.
Have we determined he has three phones?
Three phones.
Two phones.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
It becomes far more intriguing now than Trudy's
Baby,
house being
won't
on
you
fire.
Light my fire?
I mean, I understand one phone.
Maybe two.
You have a landline, Trudy?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
No.
I still don't think he's one too. Phone.
Why is that answer?
What?
Shit.
Do you have a neighbor you can call?
Hello? Oh, please call. Like, now.
Wait, oops. He answered your Hurry. Call? It's because he didn't know the number.
No. It was voicemail again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh boy. Ah, boy.
Wow. Well,
I think it's okay. I think you're okay.
I think it might be too because I was watching. I looked at the subdivision Facebook to see if anybody was like, hey.
Hey, Trudy's house is on
Trudy's
fire.
Trudy's house is on fire. And it wasn't about that, so.
What's this song?
St. Elmo's Fire. The great John Parr.
The great John Parr. What else has the great John Parr done?
Does he have another? I think he's got a few soundtrack songs.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's so many good fires.
She's a fire crotch.
Wow. What is the best fire song? Is there a list?
Woo! My dick is on fire.
It's hard to beat Hendrix.
I think I have to go with Light My Fire.
Yeah?
No, what about the Springsteen song Fire?
I'm on Fire?
No.
Song? It's a big hit.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that one?
I think after the show we'll play In the Line of Fire, Cliff Notes Theater.
Patti Smith's. What is that song, Fire?
Because the Fire? Hey, oh, Ring of Fire. That's a great song. Great of Fire.
Yeah. Man in Black.
Smoke on the Water.
Uh-oh.
Fire and Rain. Oh, it's a great song. Whoa.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network.
Go ahead and make an entrance.
Shit.
Zeus, he's in the house. Okay.
Whoa. Okay.
So. Brandon, can you loan Zeus your microphone for
absolutely.
A second?
So, here's the best fire song, by the way.
Oh, Pitbull, yeah.
Fireball, baby.
Now, baby, get my booty naked. If Vinny's wife isn't dancing to it, it's a great song. Okay, Zoobs, first issue. The house is not on fire, apparently.
No, everything's good.
Was there any damage caused by the curling iron?
No, fortunately, it was left on the granite instead of the wood thing that you thought you left it on.
Was there a burn on the granite?
No, just, you know, everything was really hot. It was very hot. So, I mean, I think we would have been good, but she thought she had left it on the wood thing, so...
What took you so long getting there and getting back?
Oh, there's a lot of traffic. But that's all I did was drive there, and then I didn't even have gas, so I got here. I have like 0.1 gallon left.
Oh,
you could have driven my car. You could have driven my car back.
You didn't take your car. Oh, your car's at the home.
My car's at, yeah.
You Ubered, right?
I Ubered here.
It ain't got no gas in it.
I was just glad the house wasn't on fire.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go, Lenny Kravitz.
Zoobs.
Yeah.
Joey, you can drive mom's car.
Zoobs.
Okay, on to weightier issues.
Yeah.
Some people are wondering, how many phones do you have?
Like, that I use currently?
How many do you
have?
How many phones do you have?
Over 10.
How many are currently active? How many could you make a phone call on right now?
Six of them.
Six?
Oh,
now, how many do you make calls on occasionally?
I don't really call too often. I don't call or text.
Why do you have six phones?
Why all the active phones?
I don't know. I just have different numbers on all of them. And if I need a different area code, that could be a phone. So,
are you collecting phones? Are you a collector?
I do collect phones, yes.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Are you running some kind of scam on people?
No, I used to beta test phones for Verizon back in the day.
Yeah.
Like when he's in high school.
That sounds like mom trying to come make the conversation end somehow to me.
Why are six active, though? That's what I don't get.
I mean, I got bed phone, bath phone.
Oh, so you don't need to take it from room to room. That makes sense.
I got my normal phone.
Some are cameras.
Yeah, I got a camera phone, then I got shower phone. Cause
you have a shower and a bath phone.
Well, you don't want to mix.
Cross-contamination.
What happened to... using the same phone and taking pictures with that phone? Why would there be a different phone for pictures and for telephone activities?
Well, just for down here, there's certain phones that are better for streaming. So.
Oh, okay.
One specifically for streaming.
And at one point, Spike was ill, and so Zoov's rigged up a bunch of old phones to be cameras that would correspond so that he was here, he could watch the cat.
How cool is
that? And what information did you get watching the cat while you were here?
Oh, no.
Because I would think a cat would mostly sleep.
Yeah, nothing. He got stuck in the basket the one time he got his claw stuck, but I couldn't really help.
Really?
Did you run home immediately?
No, I could just, you know, hit the flashlight on and off to... I don't know if it would make him jump.
To freak him out even more.
Oh, my God.
To not think about his claw being stuck.
Suddenly sounds very exciting having all these phones. I feel like I'm missing something.
How many carriers do you have?
Oh, so I got Verizon, a T-Mobile phone, and then a Freedom Pop.
Oh, what?
Wow.
What, no Cricket?
No Cricket.
Cricket?
I don't know.
That's for 80-year-olds.
I don't know.
Yeah. And how much would you miss one of the phones if they were gone?
Oh, I mean, I left bath phone here like a month ago, and I came to drive here instead of using shower phone or anything. So.
I came back to get it.
Your cell phone blows.
Wow.
Why?
It's powerful.
I don't know. I just didn't feel complete without it. So.
That phone completes you.
Yeah, but it's only one out of six, actually. So it could have been... Couldn't the other ones have made you feel complete, or...
I don't know. Just
had to have it back.
Yeah.
It couldn't be here.
Do you think this is a phase or something that you are just starting to explore?
I think it's only getting worse now, actually.
At least you're aware, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all tools, though. You know, they can be used for different things. So.
Well, the whole thing with the cat is the flashlight.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool.
It's like that website, Brandon. What was it? We were going through old audio, and you found the one interview, drivemeinsane.com. Do you remember that at all? That must have been late 90s. The guy hooked things up to the internet so you could drive him insane. And the site is still active. You can just turn on lights in his house.
Oh, really? Oh,
remember that guy at all?
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah. The site is still active, and it's really terrible. Like, nothing to it.
Whoa. Oh, well,
well, thank God the house is not on fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank God.
You can enjoy Lenny Kravitz.
Yes, I can go.
Under normal circumstances. Isn't it great? When you think your house could be on fire, how cool is it to find out that your house is not on fire? Something that normally would just be something you would assume, but all of a sudden it's so cool.
And now Zeus has no gas.
I dodged a bullet there.
I'll finance that cannonball run back home in here.
I want to thank Lori Matoshko, who sent a little care package for Layla.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Funny. I think I'm the... I'm missing Mags, and it seems like every time I'm really missing him, something happens to show that someone else misses Mags or understands.
Yeah. At
least. But not Andy Dick.
No, not Andy Dick.
Nothing.
Wow, what is going on there?
I don't know.
It concerns me.
Done something.
I'm not sure about that. I wonder if it says something about him. Like, he's just not... He's gone south. Like, yeah. He's depressed or something.
But he's been doing other cameos.
Well, that's his income. I mean,
why can't he do ours?
I don't know. It's really weird. Does he have a recent cameo? Like,
yeah.
He does?
Let's see when this one was done. I think it was September 3rd. So this was a couple days ago.
Melissa. One hot mama. Your boy, your husband, Ty Burt, says it's your birthday, so happy birthday to you. I'm in Tender Green's bathroom just to wish you a happy birthday.
When did he do this, Brandon?
He says you're
September 3rd.
2 days ago.
You're his best friend. And you're going to like this one. A fabulous lover. Ooh. And you like me and my brand of humor. Look at her. Am I looking? Should I paint the beard? Congratulations.
It's very different from other cameos he's been doing.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Now I am worried. He hasn't posted on Instagram in over a month. Or Twitter. Twitter, August 26th, just a cameo.
I was in New Orleans, too. It's a fun place.
Hmm.
It's not home.
No. There's gallery open, though.
Hey, Roberto Alomar's new.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, go back to the beginning. Who else?
Roberto Alomar, really?
Ed Marinaro. Ed Marinaro from Hill Street Blues. Uncle of former Michigan lineman Joe Marinaro's uncle.
Oh, boy.
We just were talking about him off the air. Wait, who's that rack? No one's ever heard of her, though. Keep going.
What?
I don't know. It's just a rack.
I've heard of a rack to appreciate a rack.
I'll go back. Let's see that rack's cameos.
Who's that rack belong to?
This one?
Yeah, it was a rack, isn't it? Oh, God, I hate her already. There's, like, no... bio or description. Esther Argueta.
Is this a YouTube star?
I think she might be
a singer
in Mexico. I don't know.
Let's buy it.
No.
$25. So she can explain to us who she is.
That whole thing on Bieber was that post.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop thinking about all these YouTube stars who are 16, 17, and all of a sudden, you know, they're doing stuff with girls their age or younger that's really not cool. And it's really some strange stuff going on.
Even especially because they're so woke.
Well, he's on that apology tour. Did you hear he felt like he needed to apologize to Mojo? They made a thing about it on their show.
Mojo?
Yeah, because he and Mojo got in a fight, and so he's on this apology tour.
He only
tour.
Mojo, girl.
Mojo got in a fight
Wait,
with
our
Beats?
Friend Mojo?
Yeah.
Got in a fight with Bieber?
Never heard of him.
From Channel, from 95.5. Yeah. Well,
I mean, like a fist fight?
Yeah. No, they got in a fight.
I bet that fucking Mojo, they better leave this shit alone.
I wanted to see
Mojo
that.
Mojo clears him by about a foot. Yeah, he's got a height on him. But, yeah, they had a...
For some reason, I feel like Mojo would not find Bieber worth getting into a fight with.
Well, I guess they used to talk a lot, and then there was some sort of squabble. I know. I didn't know
this.
Bieber,
this is really weird.
Bieber hung up on Mojo back in 2012.
That was, okay.
2012?
Why were they such tight friends? I'm so confused.
Bieber, 2012, wasn't that like the baby, wasn't it?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, so it was early in his career, and then he got into whatever he was into, and he started being, you know, screwing around, speeding down a street and crashing fast
cars.
And that
broke up their friendship?
No, but then he...
Mojo's like, I cannot be associated with this man.
Peed in a mop bucket and all that, and then he got into fights with people, and one of them was Mojo.
About what?
I don't know. I mean, you have to ask Mojo about that.
Let's hear the one where he hangs up on him.
Justin Bieber gets upset with a radio DJ. We have the full rundown on why he quickly ended the interview. Hey guys, thanks for clicking back to Clever News. Just
the news
from the Mojo in the Morning show in Detroit, when their friendly chat suddenly turned sour. The guys got off to a friendly start, but things got a little awkward when JB misconstrued what Mojo thought was a compliment. He told 18-year-old Bieber that the first time he heard boyfriend, he actually thought it was Justin Timberlake singing. Bieber complimented Timberlake and said that he thinks he's super talented, but seemed irritated by the comparison. He said, quote, our voices sound
God damn it, I don't want to hear what you think.
Let's hear it. Jesus.
Good God.
I know. It's exhausting.
I mean, you know, I think it's crazy that, you know, someone says one thing and the world, you know, believes it. There's going to be more times where people are going to say things and that aren't going to be true. And you got to, you know, eventually the truth is going to come out. So,
trouble?
You just got to brush it off.
I also saw this, that that you have established a little bit of a friendship with the guys from One Direction.
I mean, yeah, definitely somewhat. They were in town a while ago.
I'm glad I'm not talking to this audience for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Do you worry about Harry, you know, when he's around your mom, since it seems that he likes older women?
Do I wonder what?
Do you worry about Harry around your mom, since he likes older women?
Nothing you should worry about me around your mom, bro.
Around my mom?
Yeah.
Justin, my mom's dead, so unfortunately,
good job, Bieber.
It wouldn't work.
Nice going, Biebs.
Nice job!
Hey,
none of
this
you!
This is the moment of the interview where it goes south.
Okay.
Ooh. Yep. Wait, so Bieber hung up because he said something dumb?
Sounds like it.
Mm. Oh, my
God.
Who
would think it would break up over, like... your mama joke.
And this is still on Bieber's mind in 2019?
Yes.
They were such good friends before that.
Were they really?
That's what Trudy said. They talked all
the whole thing. I mean,
Trudy, you're drinking the iHeart Kool-Aid.
No. This was all on their interface with Channel 7 that they have every day. And
oh, okay.
That was the subject of, okay. I don't know, last week, Tuesday maybe. I forget what day
it was.
Are they
on every day at 6:45?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Has that been a boon for Channel 7?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I guess they have, like, you know, they do like a little Twitter thing and then they talk about it. Just a thought.
Speaking of
Mojo gets suspended for that?
He did. Oh, come on. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, there was some.
Maybe he took vacation and they called a suspension for more drama.
Maybe. I don't know.
If they did that, I'll accept it.
That would be the smart thing to do.
7 years ago.
Speaking of morning TV.
WLZ this weekend, by the way, of course.
Yes, from 8
Saturday and Sunday morning.
With the zombies.
Deserve a bloop. Yes, with the zombies. Rod Argent.
Rod Argent.
Among other things.
Probably Zoobs.
Just because you're poor doesn't mean Trudy has to be. Tune in, WLLZ. Support Zoobs tuition. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3.
Hi, Mommy.
Weekdays.
106.7. Detroit's Wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have not seen this yet.
Oh, yeah. Dina really loses it because Brian used the term brain fart.
Brian, Armani.
I know that Adele, you know,
for good, bad, or indifferent,
only puts new music
She does
out
not like the word fart to be said in her presence.
Heartache.
Really?
Heartbreak.
Nope.
Can we call her and say it? Sam
Smith, I was tempted to call her and just rip a bunch of farts down the phone. That's what Brandon suggested. I thought it was a pretty funny idea.
Well, maybe she thinks that's funny. She doesn't like the word, though.
There'd be no music, and then divorced...
I don't know how to do that graph. You know, the divorce or separation. Yeah.
She get really mad.
Music.
Well, they say good.
No,
art
I don't think she's really mad.
Yeah.
I don't know who they is, but it's
right.
Let
Plus,
me know
you know,
who
you're in
they
it. When
seem
you're
to drop
happy
it, though.
In a relationship,
I'm not trying to do nothing.
You're trying to do stuff. Right. You're just going out to
it's
dinner.
That's why they say fat and happy, right?
Fat and happy.
No, the guy who made that song happy.
Everything's going along just fine. Well, at this point.
Sure I'm happy.
Good
What's
banter?
His name? I don't know.
What's the guy who sings happy?
I'm going to say that so you can
Bruno
say
Mars?
Let him sing it.
No, Pharrell.
What's his name?
Pharrell.
It's Pharrell. I didn't say it because I thought he was going to get me.
No.
You really wanted to know his name?
Brain fart. Yeah.
Pharrell.
Bring your eyes.
What? We do not say that word.
Why?
No. I don't like that word. You know
Why?
I don't like
Rang
that word.
Rang out trouble.
You know I do not like that F word.
Why? He didn't say that one, audience. He said, you
What's
know.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, it's horrible. That's not acceptable.
My mom
It's a
was
great
like that.
Word.
It's a fantastic
word. It's problem. Become very common.
It rhymes, it rhymes with dart.
Rhymes with art.
Is flatulence okay?
All right. You think you know everything about your significant other.
Brain freeze.
That's better. Thank you.
Brain freeze.
I'll tell you what I tell the kids. If you're out with your boys in the yard and you want to say what you want to say, you go ahead and let those words fly.
Oh, man.
But when you're in
you
front
hear
of
some
me.
Of the conversations,
you're
in front of mom and them.
My
mom was the same way. I do not want to hear that word.
I don't want to hear that
this,
language.
In this house.
Am I like fart? This is news to me.
No. We can go to Jeff Day's house across the street and say it all we want. His mom didn't care. But my mom, don't say that
I'm
word in this
floored
house.
By this conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know
us
that?
Too.
Hashtag the nine. If anyone is like that, you weren't allowed to say.
I don't like that word.
That word that rhymes with dark.
The word that most people say very freely.
All the time.
I find it.
There's like books of it that say that word in jokes.
Yeah.
I've got a list of words that I don't want you to say around me, too.
Go ahead.
No. No.
You know what?
That's a great comeback.
You don't have a list.
Sure I do.
You do not.
I do.
Here.
I'll pull it out. I'll go to that.
Gross.
Something. I'll pull,
you
pull
better
anything
Google
out.
Some
yeah,
words.
I'm going to Google some words. I can.
And I'm not a big, prude or stickler, but that word, I don't know. I don't let the kids say. And then the kids' friends will come over and they'll be like,
what is your issue with the word?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the actual thing as well, not just the word. She doesn't want that around her either.
She doesn't like farts.
All right. So yeah, hashtag the nine if you think I'm being extreme.
A little bit.
Okay.
One woman.
Wow.
Did he?
You can smell my farts.
She would hate
smell
this.
He looked slightly taken aback by the intensity of it. I think he was.
It was a little.
Smell my farts. You can smell my
He wasted 22 seconds. That's really weird. Do you think they're not allowed to say that over there, just on the air?
I don't.
Is that part of the problem, or do you think Dina really just doesn't like the word fart?
I don't know. I'm confused.
It shocked Ryan Armani, though, for the very first time. He did not look as happy as he
usually
looks.
Ryan got in trouble? Yeah. Called to the carpet after the show?
No, I don't think so. Well,
when I started watching it, I think
he'll say it again, though.
Not with her around.
I picked up in the middle where they were talking about, he's outside because he just said the F word or something like that. I'm like, what? Somebody said the F word? And I thought that somebody slipped and said the F word and rewound and found out it was about fart.
Wow.
And was really kind of amazed.
Later, fart face.
Why? The scary question is, why would that word bother anyone that much?
I know.
I could speculate, but I won't. I won't do that to Dina.
Boners and farts. All of it's funny, right?
Yeah. Look at all the retweets that got.
Oh, I'm done with that fart. You want that?
See? That's
fart.
Hey, so... this was presented to me when I came down. Left-handed people have better verbal skills.
What? Who put that out? That's crazy.
Here we go.
Their brain develops differently. Four genetic reasons have been discovered, which may cause left-handedness, and they could also be the reason lefties have superior language skills. The study of left-handed folk failed to identify any precise left-hand genes, but was able to narrow it down with the human genome to certain areas. Researchers then found that left-handedness may be a byproduct of how the brain develops in the womb as well as the body's microtubules.
Yeah, clearly. It's
obvious. These form the cell's cytoskeleton. I need this information.
The headline's all you need.
We have our shit together better than you.
I don't know about
Great
that.
Great story. No, it's true. Very
well,
true.
There's something left-handed about left-handed snobs. People. I'm not sure what it is, but...
Science.
It's a pseudoscience.
Because you're using a different part of your brain, obviously.
Science!
I've always been fascinated with left-handed hitters, mm-hmm. left-handed shooters, mm-hmm. left-handed passers. They're not that they're better, but I don't know. Maybe it's just being left-handed.
I'm in that spot where Annie is showing signs of both, and I'm like, oh, come on, left.
Why?
Why what?
You're going to love your child more if it can
I want her to be left. Yeah. I want her to be left-handed. Charlotte is right-handed. I want her to be left-handed.
It's cool.
A lot of women are not left-handed.
Are there more lefty men, really? Mm-hmm. Is that true? Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I've ever met a lefty.
My mom. You've met my mom. Oh, she's left-handed. Yeah. My high school girlfriend is left-handed.
Who cares?
It's genetic?
Yeah, it is. Both my parents are lefties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Interesting. Bloop. Did you see Placido Domingo got 11 more women accusing him of harassment?
Oh! Will he get a bigger standing ovation this time?
But when I printed out the story, all I could think of was, man, he really looks like Stoney in this picture, too. Look at him. Doesn't he look like Mike Stone?
He does.
It kills me. I don't know why.
11 more women. Well, you know,
I just wanted to hear you do his voice.
After
that's my main interest in the story.
I don't even remember what voice I did.
It was the very...
Oh, I believe that all my interactions and relationships were always welcome and consensual. People who know me or have worked with me know that I'm not someone who would intentionally harm or offend or embarrass anyone. It's kind of an M.O. voice, I think.
You used it for something else, too, but I love it.
Describe the accusation as deeply troubling as presented inaccurate.
Oh, you know what it is? It's your Cunanan voice, I think. Or not Cunanan, Versace.
Versace.
Blowing kisses.
You cannot find 20 seconds of Versace in file footage where he is not blowing a kiss. I defy it.
That's all he ever did.
Okay, he was accused by 9 women. Yeah. And then his next concert, he got this giant standing ovation.
Yeah.
Which seemed to me to be for sexually assaulting 9 women.
Yeah, they were proud of him.
They wouldn't have given him that long ovation if he hadn't done it. It was an unusually long ovation.
Mm-hmm.
So he should get a bigger standing ovation this time.
They approve of it.
Oh.
Remember he filled that lady's answering machine, kept calling her 3 in the morning? So bizarre.
Angela Turner Wilson, 48, said she'd been aware of Domingo's reputation for inappropriate behavior. She had wanted to believe his interest in her was professional when he began sitting by her and telling her he adored her. Mm. One evening before a performance, Domingo slipped his hands under her bra straps, then reached down into her robe and grabbed her bare breast.
What?
It hurt. It was not gentle. He groped me hard. Oh, my God. Wilson said she'd not been motivated to come forward by Domingo's reaction to the allegations and suggesting that the rules and standards by which we are and should be measured against today are very different than they were in the past.
Oh, that's his way of saying, yeah, it was the 80s.
What woman would ever want him to grab their breast? And it hurt, she said. Then I had to go on stage and act like I was in love with him. Oh, that sucks.
Why is he so clumsy? Why is he grabbing it so hard?
The AP reported that several backstage employees said they strove to shield young women from the stars. Administrators looked the other way. One woman accused him of putting his hands down her skirt, and 3 others said he forced kisses on their lips in a dressing room, a hotel room, and at a lunch meeting.
Oh, they were really wet, too, remember?
Ah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Spokeswoman for Domingo accused the source of conducting an inaccurate, unethical campaign against the singer. She added, these new claims are riddled with inconsistencies, and with the first story in many ways simply incorrect. Due to an ongoing investigation, we will not comment on specifics, but we strongly dispute the misleading picture that they are attempting to paint of Mr. Domingo.
Mr. Domingo.
Oh, God.
I think I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more.
I respect him, and I admire everything that he does.
They rearrested Faustus Doulos, too. Yeah. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that this morning.
But they still can't charge him with murder.
He's going to be cooked eventually.
They have so much on him. He's moving evidence all over the place in 2 different vehicles. Nice of him to borrow his friend's truck, by the way, to transport all this evidence. And then he completely cleans the truck, details it, and the guy's like, you didn't have to do that.
Borrow my truck anytime.
Yeah, nice.
What's going on with the girlfriend?
I thought she was spilling it. Yeah. They have surveillance footage, phone records, DNA. I mean, we know all this, and we know he did it. But this is basically, he was rearrested based on all that footage of him just dropping off. How many bags was it? 30 locations. 30 different dumpsters putting trash bags
in. How much more do you need? They need the body. They want the body. They'll convict him without the body, though, I predict.
Yeah, well, you would think they'd find a
part of the body.
He sounds like such a POS, too. He borrowed all this money from his mother that he hasn't paid back, a couple million bucks. He lives in this giant mansion.
Yeah.
And he's a big deadbeat murderer. Nice guy.
The other guy that's going to need to borrow money is Alex Jones. He lost another battle with the Sandy Hook defamation case.
Okay.
And now they have to pay all the cost to the appeal, too. That's the end of his appeals.
He's one of those guys that I have a feeling he could start a GoFundMe and probably pay it off in 10 seconds.
Oh, man, you're probably right.
He could just sell a nutritional supplement of some sort. Yeah. Offsets his.
Yeah, he could. I have a feeling that Placido Domingo, because of what he does, that he might be sort of just, they might forget about this.
He's artsy. All artsy people seem to be getting a pass.
We need to get past
Woody,
this.
Woody gets a pass.
Yeah.
Artsy people get a pass.
We need to get past this.
But Louis C.K., because he does dirty jokes and beat up in front of people, can never work again.
I really, honestly, his humor took on a different feeling for me after I heard that. I was like, oh, God, because there's a lot of, you know, he does get into a lot of areas like that, and I just started feeling gross hearing it.
Still makes me laugh. Sorry.
What? He's fine. He was funny. He's very funny. It just, I don't know, that was, plus what he was doing was like,
I know, weird. God, it's weird. I don't want to think about it. It's weird. Did you see the best video of the day, which was the guy on the roller coaster?
Yeah, that was really
catching
cool.
the phone?
Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah.
That was really neat.
That's pretty cool.
Well, why was he being, I've been on a lot of roller coasters in my day.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've never had a camera filming me. Like, how do you get the camera to, like, film you? Oh, is that something new?
Well, don't they have it, like, when you, you know, you buy your picture, which I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Buy your picture.
That's when women pop their tops.
Yeah.
Really? Oh. They do that now?
Check this out.
Yeah, they do.
So did they show it at the end in the little, like, photo display
That
area?
Was great.
But then again, I just go to Cedar Point. I'm not sure where this one is. Maybe this is on every single
one. Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Hell of a grab.
Wow. Holy
crap.
We'll
link it on the site. It sounds like it's in New Zealand.
What kind of a phone
was
it? Was it a bath phone?
Oh, it's in Spain.
It's a shower. It's a shower phone.
Shower phone? You sure? Maybe, yeah. Bath phone.
Oh, that could have been the bath phone.
Might be his spy on kitty phone.
That's pretty cool, though. What are the chances? Oof.
Yeah.
And look at the load next to him. Didn't even attempt to
catch
it.
I know. He didn't even see it. It's like,
come on, load.
Huh?
Duh. Oh, it's a woman. What are you saying? What? Huh?
He's giving high fives to the people behind him. Yeah, I caught it.
Yeah. I know. Come on.
Get over yourself.
I liked him until that.
All right. Well, let's get out of here.
Just quickly.
Get Trudy to a concert.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah,
fun. Dong.
I hope he's got tight leather pants that split open. And
yes.
See that pierced monster.
Yes.
She's bringing her opera glasses so she can look for his dong.
Sweet.
Splits open. What if he did that at every show? It's like his part of his encore.
It's his thing.
Stock
it's his
move.
Shtick.
It's my main move. I'd be all right. That'd be good. His tickets are expensive. So I
guess, really?
Yeah.
How much?
$130 where we're sitting.
Ooh. Good seats.
Yeah, well, row. We're like row F.
She's like right in the middle of the lower bowl, which is good.
Yeah.
Row F. As if you don't know, those are good seats. F, there's A, B, C, D, and E. I mean, geez.
Well, A gets a bird's eye view of whatever's coming out of
that's
those
That's true.
Pants, so.
Nice, yeah.
Yep.
I think F is about, that sounds like the row I like to be in.
Yeah.
F or G-H-I somewhere in there,
J,
about 10 rows back.
Sounds good.
Yeah, J might be okay. A little far back.
G-H-B or LSD.
Those will all work.
LGB.
Really, really groove out now, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You going to start the chant, the big chant that they do at every show?
Which is?
Let's see your penis.
So does he have instructions before he comes out on stage, too? Something about, I don't know.
Wait, what?
Instructions when he comes out on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, I mean, that's just by the stage director, if it ever...
Oh, okay.
It's what crazy. It's crazy.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Oh.
I really want to see that movie, by the way.
That's good.
Well,
yeah.
So, Chill Brothers, rated X?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look it up on my on-demand.
Okay.
That's a good weekend starter. Woo. Have a good one, everybody. Have a great weekend. See ya. Go Lions!
Dweller H.
Sure is a nice day for November 22nd, 1963.
Damn,
nice day for a presidential motorcade.
Would you check out the fun bags on that broad by the grassy knoll?
Nice.
Jackie, I think those agents are checking out Babbage rather than looking out for my ass. Although that one on the grassy knoll does have a nice set of...
What was that?
Probably a balloon.
Man, the president's posture sure sucks. Why is he slumping all the time?
Holy sh! 30 years later... Hello?
Hey, pal. How would you like to be standing over another dead president?
That's not gonna happen.
I hope you don't think that lame one-liner's gonna catch up.
That's not gonna happen either.
That's right, because you're gonna have a rendezvous with death.
And you're gonna have a rendezvous with my ass.
Yeah, right.
2 hours later at a Secret Service meeting...
Hey, this guy just called. Said he's gonna kill the president.
Okay, we'll handle it. You've already lost a president. Go chase some counterfeiters.
What's this broad doing on presidential detail?
A lot has changed since you got Kennedy killed, and you need a love interest.
Oh, right. Like I'm gonna sleep with some prune-faced, balding old man who lost a president.
What if you found out I became an alcoholic and lost my wife?
I might sleep with you.
Okay, I went back on presidential detail.
Okay, but don't do anything stupid.
2 days later, at a rally for the president...
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the President of the United States.
Oh, my God, somebody's got a gun. Cover the president.
Oh!
Sorry, it was a balloon.
You're off presidential detail.
Damn, this always happens in my movies.
1 day later...
Hello?
Hey, loser. Nice job. That balloon could have killed the president.
Why don't you just blow me?
I don't have time. I'm going to California to kill the president tomorrow.
But that barely gives me enough time to figure out who you are and get there in time to take the bullet.
Hey, here's a quarter. Call somebody who cares.
1 day later in California...
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Where's the seating chart?
What are you doing here?
There he is.
Oh my God, he saved the president.
Now will you stoop me?
Okay.
Go ahead. Make me spray. Oh. Oh yeah. Right there.
Great movie.